Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
The Broadway. Soul Shaker. Cut. sweet, Kelly. Can I have the legendary Elderwood Mother Couture to the floor? Kelly? Everlasting. The runway. Everlasting. And she's real Miss Bitch. Everlasting. Performance diva. Everlasting. She doesn't give a fuck. Now tell me, say. Everlasting car. Give me what I want. Legendary Kelly.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. How are you doing out there, everybody in America? What's going on to everybody in my chat room? What's going on? Hey, switchboard, what's going on? Tonight it's going to be a nightmare thing, and I already know what tonight is going to give. Baby, we're here to recap the L.A. Awards Ball. We're here to recap the New York City Rumble that happened last night. And we're also here to recap the Unforgettable Ball in Ohio, honey. And it was definitely an unforgettable fucking ball. I know it's going to be a mess, honey. I'm looking at my phone lines, baby, and I am seeing, bitch, we have so many girls on the phone lines from the mid-mess. So it is going to be a night tonight, honey. It's going to be a mess, honey. Everybody is pressing one. I got girls that's pressing one already and stuff. I'm waiting for my legendary co-host, the legendary overall East Coast mother, Nicole Kahn, to call in here. I'm also waiting for my legendary co-host, the legendary, iconic overall father, Rodney Prodigy, to call in here. It's going to be a mess up in here some motherfucking night, baby. I don't know, honey. I don't know what's the E, my E, and I don't know what's the D, my D, but all I know is, baby, it's going to be a mess, honey. The girls are mini. Many motherfucking things, and that's all that I have to say, honey. But, baby, it's going to be a mess, honey. I already got people from Ohio already pressing one. I got to see what they got to say. But I'm waiting for everybody, honey. Hold on, honey. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Honey, the red phone is going off already, honey. Let me see what's going on the red phone, honey. Oh, hold on. The red phone is going off. Give me a minute, girls. Hold on. I got to get the red phone together, honey. They calling 20, honey. I had to get the red phone together, honey, and get these numbers out on the red phone. So bear with me. Give me a minute, honey. Hold on. While I take and get myself together, we're going to play, take a commercial break and pay some bills with the North Carolina Awards Ball.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon J. Manolo Blahnik. DJ, Legendary Vonalore. Grand Prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Fest. Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there.
Oh, honey, yes, honey. We are definitely back from our commercial break, honey. All you girls from the mid-mess area that's on the phone line,
And y'all have any comments before I make my recap of the ball, okay, y'all can feel free to definitely press 1 and definitely come up on the line and give y'all my E on what happened at the ball, Miss Thing, before I do my recap. I see, honey. Wait, hold on. I have a caller, honey. I don't know where Miss London at. Miss London, are you around, honey? Are you coming on tonight, Miss London? Let me know, honey. Hit me up on Yahoo or hit me up on Facebook, Miss London. Let me know if you're coming on. Hold on. We have a caller. 937-397. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hey, Kelly.
What's going on, Deja?
What's that?
What's going on? How are you doing?
I'm good. Before the girls could even start reading, I'm here.
Okay, hold on, Deja. Before you go into what you have to say, let me bring on my legendary call. Oh, he disappeared. I don't know what happened. Honey, I seen him there, and then he gone, honey. Well, he'll be back, honey. He dropped. Oh, yeah. Work. Empanadas.
Let me get one.
Can I get 2, please? Thank you. My daughter making empanadas. My daughter Lele making empanadas. But hold on. I see my legendary co-host, the Aurora Iconic Father Rodney Prodigy, is on the line.
I now welcome you, the legendary Iconic Overall Father Prodigy.
Right.
Rodney.
Oh.
Realness.
Oh.
Urban.
Right.
Let's go.
What's
in.
You
want
to?
Rodney.
Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, pal. Yeah.
Rodney.
What's going on?
What's going on? Just chilling. Everybody, Miss London said she don't know if she's coming on tonight, honey. She said she was drained from that trip to Ohio, honey.
Okay.
No. But Deja's on the phone with us, Rodney.
Oh, hello, Deja. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, Deja, what do you have to say to all the girls? Because the girls have been going ham.
Of course, and it's to be expected. And I think when girls trying to be gagging and acting like they don't understand, like I feel like the girls have a right to be mad because everybody's like, well, what the fuck? But I came on here before you could even say, well, where is Deja or Eva? I came up on here first to give everybody the rundown, and that's all I can do. First, I want to publicly apologize for what happened just because a lot of people came to Ohio, you know, expecting a lot, and it was like their first time. Some people had been before. So first of all, I want to publicly apologize, then I'm going to give everybody the rundown. So first of all, as far as what happened, I'll start with that. Me and Eva have been doing this for 3 years, 2 balls a year. And this is the first time that this has happened, you know. So ever since we did it, let's start with that, there has always been people to come to us to say, well, let me invest with you. You know, let us help y'all out. And, you know, we can make money from this, people that are not necessarily ballroom. They're in the gay community, but not ballroom. So this time we said, okay, we'll let y'all in. As long as y'all got y'all money, y'all equal part, it's cool. So, however, each time it was time for a payment to be due, because we don't got money like that, we work. But, you know, you got to do it in installments. So come the night of the ball, everything was fine. Money was there. I was on stage counting out, making sure I'm there, giving the girls their money so they can see me on stage, going to the back, getting the money from the back. Well, all in all, towards half of the ball, and let's make this clear, Eva did not take the money and run. I was up there explaining the situation, and I didn't know where Eva was at the time when everything happened. According to what I was told at first, she left, but then it was said that he was outside and wasn't able to get back in from other people that thought it was going to be a mess when it was found out that the investors had left. Because the two investors that, like I said, they're in the gay community, but not ballroom, they hit it with the coin. And what I wanted everybody to know is I felt like people took it as if, oh, these girls tried it and took this money, and the money wasn't there, and yada, yada, yada. And what I was given is like, okay, do y'all really think that I'm going to take the money, put myself up on here on this stage for everybody to attack me personally? If that was the case, I would have hit it as well. But the girls, of course, are going to assume what they want. And like I said, if anybody has ever been to Ohio to any of our balls before, this was the sixth one. And each time, we have never even charged the girls what most balls do, like $30 a pop, $200 for a table. We always try to go above and beyond as far as the venue, as far as decorations, as far as catering to people, you know, not trying to overcharge the girls and giving them their money's worth and more. You know, and I feel like a lot of girls are happy that this happened because it was like, oh, those nobody, I'm keeping it real, I keep it real. They feel like these bitches are nobody anyway. They thought they was doing it, and this time they failed. I mean, let's keep it real. That's what everybody's thinking. That's what they're saying, and that's fine. That's the rundown. The investors left with the money, but our history speaks for itself. This was the sixth ball. It didn't end as successfully as we would have liked because of things that were out of our control. But what we're going to do to rectify the situation is, like Tony said, I'll be wherever the ball is January 7th to give out that $3,000 with Tony, because that's the least we could do. Because more than anything, I don't really care about the girls reading and my reputation or whatnot or like that. I'm more so concerned with how people look at me as a person, because it's not in my character to do people wrong like that. We treat people well when they come to our functions. So I'm going to do that with Tony in January. And on top of that, I decided that in the spring, the date will be to be announced. We're going to have a redemption ball, but we're not going to charge anybody. That's the least we could do. And we're going to give out the second half that wasn't finished. And we're going to give all the houses their tables that they had, the same tables, if they choose to come, and let everybody who chooses to come in for free. Of course, girls are going to say, oh, I'm not coming, I'm paying it. And that's fine. Even if it's just Dayton, Ohio, Cincinnati, Columbus, whoever is there, they are more than welcome to compete for the money and get in for free. Anybody that came from out of town, I deeply apologize. If they choose to come back, that's cool. If they don't, that's fine. But I feel like I don't only want to do it with Tony to, you know, make it right, because that's a different region. I'm still going to do it, but I feel like the least I could do is try to make up for it in our own region as well. And honestly, outside of that, I don't know what else can please these girls, because they'll never be pleased. Even if we would have done it, they still would have had something to say.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's where I'm at. I gave you A, B, and C. I gave you A, what happened with the investors, B, the history of our balls before. And I feel like, honestly, the gag was is that the girls are like, who are Deja and Eva? But if they in another city, this happens every other week in a different city, and the girls pay it, like, oh, they didn't give out their money, pay it. But because it was us, they want to blow it, like, out of proportion, like this has never happened. And I'm like, this just happens. I listen to the Kelly Show every week. This is every other week in every other city. So, like, what is the deal? But, you know, like I said, so the investors left with the money. I ran down our history. See, we're going to try to make it right. Most people would pay it. They'd be like, we didn't get the money. Oh, fucking well. Big deal, we didn't get the money, and that's it. But no, I don't want people to remember me like that or remember Eva like that. So at Tony's ball, I'll be there to give out that money with him. And then in the spring, back here, it's going to be totally free, free tables, free admission, and give the money out for the second half of those categories. And that's all I can do, you know. besides apologize. If the girls still want to read and don't want to come, that's cool. But whoever does come, they'll be able to get, you know, the money and whatever else.
I come every time you come around my London, London Bridge, wanna go down like London, 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 wanna go down like London, London, London.
Malta, Malta, European Vogue, you have to Vogue like a lady, let me show you, cunt, pussy,
Lady. You're supposed to vote like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Ha. Pussy.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
London. Hello.
Hello.
What's the?
Hello, bitches. Hello. I heard the rubbish. Is that Deja and Eva or even Deja?
Deja.
I don't even know. Eva may be on the line, but I'm the only one that's on here right now.
And Rodney's on the line, too.
Who?
Oh, and
Rodney.
Hello, Rodney.
Hey, London. How are you today?
I'm okay. Just listening to a lot of rubbish.
Why do you call it rubbish, London?
I call it rubbish because I actually think you shouldn't be advertising anything else until you actually, you know, get what you have to get out of the way. I just want to say to you, is that Deja? Is that your name?
Yeah,
I'm not trying to rate you or anything, but why would you have another function with private investors? You should have known it would go wrong after Andre tried to do it.
Well, honestly, I didn't know what Andre has done. To be honest, like, I listened to the show, but I didn't know Andre did something with... Oh, you talking about the $10,000 ball? Honestly,
yeah.
That slipped my mind. I just was doing... We were trying something out differently. Like I said, we've done it for 3 years, so we tried to include other people to see how it would work out, and obviously it didn't work. So like I said, London, and to everybody, it's not about advertising another ball. Advertising another ball would be saying, I'm going to have another ball and then try to charge girls for it. You know, I wouldn't dare do that at this point. All I'm saying is, you know, girls can come and get in for free if they choose to, and get this money if they choose to. I wouldn't try to charge anybody at this point.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to rate you. I respectfully know where you're coming from, but just don't make promises yet. Just action speaks louder than words, so just make it happen. Don't make the promises. Because, you know, the girls are trying to rate you and shit like that. You know, just action speaks louder than words. And just,
I got to tell you, if I don't tell you about it from the beginning, then you wouldn't even know about it to see if I can make good on the action. You feel me?
Yeah, but we hear promises all the time. And we hear promises all the time, and people don't come through with them. So it's better to not make the promise until you actually know that everything's going to be on point.
True, but see, that's the point, London. See, I don't know if this was your first time and all that, or all that jazz, or if you had heard, you know, what we had done in the past.
No, I've been around the radio a couple times.
Yeah, so, I mean, honestly, like I said, the only reason, because like I said, girls don't normally come back. When they don't give out their money, they just pay it. The only reason why I really want to do it is because I don't want people to be left with that bad taste in their mouth. And girls are going to be girls, so they're going to read regardless, even if it would have been successful. I understand that. I'm not trying to stop nobody from reading, because honestly, it's nothing I can do about that.
But one thing I can say, Deja, everybody else that has had a flop ball and they have not gave out all their money, and bitches have ran off with the money, bitch, and investors didn't give out money and all types of things. The only thing I can say about you is that you are actually up here on the radio telling the girls exactly what happened, and you're not hiding about the situation. So I definitely have to give you kudos for that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
other bitches, they would have paid it. The motherfucking hiding this thing. Nobody wanted to hear from them, bitch. You see them out at the next motherfucking function, and they acting like everything is all motherfucking gravy when you just turned the girls out last weekend.
Yeah. And I didn't want that. I didn't want it from the very beginning, which is why I got on stage and tried to, I mean, we could have just said ball over and paid it, but I just feel like I've been in that situation and been at Boss where it happened. And like I said, if you've been here before, we don't do business like that. And it's very unfortunate that it happened as such a ball that we were really expecting great things. But, you know, it did. It's nothing I can do about it now, but I can try my best to make it better. So,
And then we have Deja here with us. If anybody has any questions or comments for Deja, feel free to definitely press 1. And we are definitely, you know, if Deja has some time to stick around, we're going to recap the ball. And me and Rodney will tell you about, you know, our opinions of the ball. Miss London will tell you her opinion. She hit me up and said she was in town this day. She could tell us her opinions or how she feels about the ball. So hold on. I have another caller from Ohio. 937-829, you're live on the air. 937-829, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, this is Dion Prestige. I'm the OKI overseer for House of Prestige.
Yes.
And all I can say is that I thought the ball was, it got off at a good start. And I know Deja, me and Deja has been friends since high school. And I know that's not in Deja's character. And I just give you most respect for just to come and redeem yourself and let them know the true facts of what happened. I'm from Dayton, and I'm always going to support Dayton. I think I was the first person ever threw a ball in Dayton. And my history, I always give all my cash. And I respect, and I know Deja and would too. So that was just it was just an unforgettable moment. Just word up, Deja. I know who some of the people were that were helping you. When we had our mini balls and stuff, they used to steal money from us too. So sometimes I think you guys just need to just reach out. And people thought I was being shady back in those days. But no, that same person got over on us. And that's all I like to say. Just keep your head up and just keep it going and just do what you do.
All right.
And that's all I have to say.
Thank you. Well, Rodney, your opinion of the ball, Rodney?
No, it started off okay. I enjoyed myself. I always come out to the Midwest. Everybody knows and I support down there, everybody in the Midwest as well. And I was one of the people that did vouch for the young ladies. As far as me telling you and, you know, my house members that came out and everybody that, you know, saying every ball I went to with Deja and Eva, that all the money was given out, all the balls was completed, whether it was fights, whether it was any type of mishap, they cleared it out and continued with the ball and gave out all their money. So it was an unfortunate mishap that happened this time. And I still would support them. I still would.
Well, hold on. I got a piece of empanada stuck in my teeth. Hold on, girl. I enjoyed myself. I really had fun. Deja, Eva, and all the people that was helping them made me feel very welcome at the ball, made me feel like very red carpet, top celebrity at the function. Honey, they made sure that, you know, I had my drinks and my chicken and, you know, and everything. I really enjoyed myself. The only thing I didn't like is those investors ran up with that coin this thing. And my daughter couldn't win that coin, Miss Thing. I was over that, Miss Thing. I was really over that, honey. But, you know, I got over it. I took my fat ass back to the hotel and went to sleep so I could get up in the morning and get back on the road and make it back here to New York for the Rumble. So, you know, I had fun. I really had fun. That's the only thing I didn't like, just that, you know, the other people, we can't fault Deja and Eva for that. because they wasn't handling the money. They wasn't at the door. The other people was at the door, and they was handling the money, and they ran off. That's the only thing that I had a problem with. But everything went fine. Everything else besides that, it was A-okay with me, honey. You know, it was
but
a chop.
I didn't enjoy.
It was a chop. The girl got chopped. It wasn't like, you know, you was at other balls, Miss Thing, and people get chopped, and the girls want to bring people back and stuff. They didn't even have the judges chop you. It was a chop. Thank you. Good night. I respect all of that, honey. Yes. So, and that's basically about it, honey. You know, Rodney, Rodney won best dress at the ball. It's an uproar, Rodney. The red phone has been going off. Yahoo has been going off, Rodney. The fashion girl is very upset, Rodney, that you won.
I've been getting that today. I guess it's like a club or something that if you don't walk that category or something that you can't come in and join the club and win. You have to get your stripes and lose and keep it moving and stuff. But, you know, any category, anybody can lose at any given night.
Yeah, right. The fashion girls is an uproar, Miss Thing. The fashion girls, a lot of them said they was going to be calling in tonight, honey. Well, maybe they'll call in, but the fashion girls are stirred up. They want to know how dare Rodney win. And I'm going to give you one comment that I got from the girls, Miss Thing. The girls want to know what shoe was that, Miss Thing, that wasn't a label shoe, Miss Thing. They want to know how did Rodney win and that Portobello suit and all types of things.
Oh, bloody.
Well, London, your take?
I had a lovely time. I had my little chair. I had my bags with my goodies in them, just in case a bitch tried to try it. Kelly, you scared me a little bit, because I looked to the right and I saw the Mizrahis with Rhett and Block. And then I looked to my left and saw you with Rhett and Block. I thought you went back.
No, when I tell you, I forget. I had two outfits that I brought to wear to the ball. And then I decided that when I was in Ohio, I decided, oh, no, I don't want to wear those outfits. So I ran out and got me another outfit. And so then, you know, I still have lizards. That's kids. And so when I left out the hotel room with them and me and Laomi was walking to the elevator, I gagged because I said, oh, my fucking God, bitch. I said, I got on the same colors that y'all have on. And so I was over it. I was going to go back and change and put on my teal green dress. But then I said, no, you know what? I'm just going to leave it on. And that was it. But I was gagging, honey, you know. That I had on the same colors as the Mrs. I really gagged at that, honey, and I forgot all about it. Mind you, two of my kids that I went down there with a Mrs. and they in the hotel room and we all getting dressed, and I didn't realize it until we walked to the elevator. But no, I didn't go back to London.
Oh, bloody. But other than that, I had a good time. Rodney, I thought you looked handsome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. But only thing I didn't like was the little pictures hanging over, knocking me. I was getting knocked by little pictures flying around.
I'm going to fuck you up with those pictures. But I think that was a cute little idea that y'all did, Deja Eva, with everybody, not their name, not on the table, just different pictures of their house members being on over the table.
Thank you. We was trying to do something different so that the goal was to try to pick a legend or icon from every house, you know what I mean, since we were paying homage to the people before.
Yeah.
So that was the whole idea.
Yeah, that was a really cute idea. But I had fun. I was just gagging when I seen those. I was gagging because, you know, one thing about me is I watch everything. I watch the contestants while they're voguing and doing whatever they're doing on the runway. And I watches the whole ballroom. So I was sitting there on the judges panel, and I seen when the cops came through the motherfucking doors with the shotguns. Baby, I turned around to Tony, and I said, the cops are here, baby. And Tony looked through the door, bitch, and they was there, and I was gagged. And that's the only thing that really gagged me.
Yeah, I grabbed my goodie bag and left.
Baby, that gagged me, honey. That's the only thing that gagged me, honey. Y'all girls in this chat room, honey. Y'all, I know Rodney. Rodney probably on his way home, honey, or if he ain't home already. Rodney, you need to get in this chat room. These girls are going ham on you in this chat room.
They said that you wore Kelly's coat.
These girls are going ham in this chat room. Girl, baby, they're going to talk about some Hush Puppy shoes and Lane Bryant outfit, one chop.
Again, the category said a label shoe. That's what the category said. The category wasn't labels. The category wasn't all this other type of stuff. It was best dressed in a label shoe. Again, I brought my proof to the panel. It's Jeffrey West. If you are a true label person, and you, or if you're not, you can Google Jerry West, and you will see who it is. That's all I can say to these people. Because I walk realness, I look good in my clothes, and that's how I got over. My outfit was complimenting everything from the shoe to the tie to the ascot to the pants to the shirt. Everything was fitting. It was tailored for me, a big guy, and I look good in my clothes. Unfortunately, labels don't always win. Everything was labeled, but everything didn't go good together. So it just has to be my night. I won. Jeffrey West. Google him, faggots. Google him. That's all y'all got to do. Get off the computer reading and Google it.
And to y'all girls, is asking me if I'm on video, honey. If you're on chat, if you're on video, if you're on the chat on Blog Talk Radio, y'all can definitely see me on video doing the show. I'm live on video, so y'all can definitely, you know, see me on video. I'm on video if y'all got cameras, honey, because y'all girls want to ask them out on chat. I'm on chat now, honey. Y'all can video and watch me as I'm doing the show. Okay.
Yes, Rodney. You got a question for me? Yes.
Well, yeah, you can switch to European. We don't judge over here.
I'm good. I can walk wherever I want to walk, and I can, I will, you know, prosper in it. So for those girls who call themselves label girls or best dressed villain, costume makers, or whatever you want to be, if you want to see me, come out behind those screen names, meet me on the runway. I'll come to your city. Y'all know I have a problem with it. L.A., D.C., Philly, Jersey, Atlanta, been there, done that. Walk all across the country, whatever I want to. I can proceed, and I will succeed. Thank you.
Baby, and so
okay.
For all y'all girls that's out there, Miss Day, and y'all feel that Rodney shouldn't have won that category, and y'all want to see Rodney out on the motherfucking floor for the category again, y'all can feel free to press 1, and y'all can come, and this radio station is an open forum for anybody to say whatever that they have to say, baby. So, you know, Rodney is here, baby, and he won the category, and it's no shade to Sebastian.
No,
Sebastian was giving a lot. He was really giving a lot, Miss Day. And if y'all girls seen the video, baby, he got sent on his way. Baby.
Yeah,
he was really giving a lot, honey. And baby, and he gagged that he lost to Rodney. And you seen it in his face when he gagged that he lost to Rodney.
Please tell them if they wanna, you know, ask me a question or wanna have a comment for me. Let's use your real name and real identity and real voice. No aliases tonight. Let's be man or woman about it tonight. How about that? Try that for once.
Is Sebastian going to call in? Because I don't know if she made it home safely. She seemed a little angry when she left off the stage.
Me and Sebastian, it was very competitive, but he was really, really, really heated, as in his comments of me walking realness and different things like that. So, you know, we battle on the floor. When you're on the runway, I would tell everybody, for whatever category you want, when you're on the runway, you can say whatever you want to say out your mouth. You can do whatever you want to do. I mean, as long as you don't touch people. But you can say, react, do whatever you need to do to get the judges' attention or to get the judges to see you more than the other person. But once you're off the runway, that means your show is canceled and you should stop. You should go back to reality and say, I lost, and say, let's keep it moving and let's go. So a lot of people, when they leave off the stage and they still anger, lingering throughout the whole night and keep it going, then that's something personal, something that's real, real, real personal. And I've had that talk with a lot of people about doing stuff like that. Once you leave that runway, you competed, the show is over. Keep it moving.
Okay,
go to the bar like I do.
I think she was just a little caught off guard because she probably thought she had it. It was her category, so she thought she had it, and you stormed her, so she got a little offended.
Again, Kelly, tell the girls on in the chat room to Google Jeffrey West.
Baby, Rodney said Google his motherfucking shoes, bitches, honey. I mean, Google it, honey. And I want to thank all the girls that's in the chat room for y'all comments, Miss Day. And no, y'all cannot have my dog, Miss Day. Okay, girl, y'all cannot have my son. That's my son, okay? He's not a dog. That's my son. Y'all cannot have him, honey. And I'm glad all of y'all girls are seeing me, honey, on time, honey, so y'all can see Miss Thing exactly what I look like outside of a ball without the paint, bitch. I don't need it. I just choose to wear it. I use it. So anybody that's in the chat, you can definitely click on the video link, and you can definitely look at me live on the video chat, honey, and you can see mother, honey, baby. So, and anybody else on the phone, you know what? Y'all girls kill me. Everybody kills me because so many people have so much to say when the ball is over, Miss Thing, and everybody wants to say, oh, I'm going to call into the radio show, but then nobody calls in. I mean, everybody just want to sit here, and everybody just want to, you know, just listen to everything and want everybody to read, baby, you know. It's another function that's going to happen next week, baby, and y'all girls are going to be there, Miss Thing. It's going to balls nowadays. Going to balls nowadays is like it's a gamble. It's a win lose situation. You never know what you're going to get into. It's up to you to take your own risk and do what you got to do, you know, when you come to that ball. And it's like, if, you know, you get your money, kudos to you. You know, oh well, Chanel. We'll see you at the next function. So, I don't know. But Deja is definitely here. Any other comments? Hold on. I have another caller. Hold on. TJ, Mizrahi, you're live on the air. Hello? 313-207, you're live on the air.
This isn't TJ, but hi, everybody doing? My name is Brian Chanel from Detroit.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
Hey.
I'm fine. Hi, Deja, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. Well, I had actually heard about your balls in the past and that you always gave out your coin. And I actually went to your Fame ball, and it was, I really loved it. It was one of the best balls that I had been to out of town. About the ball, like, it did get off to a good start, and it was very unfortunate that, you know, the promoters did what they did. But my only concern was, and that really got me upset, is that me personally, I don't walk balls for cash. If cash is, you know, if cash is promoted, then I expect cash. But for me, you know, I just like to have fun. I like to walk my category. I like to entertain and get life or whatever. So when everything happened the way it happened, and it was mentioned that we were going to continue the ball for trophies and everything like that. Even if it wasn't for a trophy, I would have still loved to walk. And I think it was a lot of girls that still wanted to walk because afterwards they opened up a couple of other categories. The girls were still walking like all the way. The girls got up there, they started walking, and they was turning it. And a lot of people was having fun. And so I just didn't understand why it went from go on, you know, continue the ball without the cash.
And I apologize for that, but we stopped it because Greg got over it, you know. Jack, you know, he got up there for a little bit, but, you know, the commentators basically were drained. And Greg's exact words to me was that he was going to finish, but he felt like the judges were trying it. He said the judges are acting like they don't know what they're doing. They're not paying attention. It's carrying on, and I'm done. And that's exactly what he said to me. I thought we were going to finish too.
I feel that. But, like, I love Jack. I love him commentating. I love, like, he's very professional to me. He's one of my favorite commentators. I just feel as far as Greg, like, I like Greg and everything. I feel like he was too full and he was too over it to continue. Like, I just didn't understand that. And then as far as Jack, like I said, I love Jack, but I kind of feel like Jack was just over it, and the commentators were hired to commentate. So if you said you wanted to continue the ball, I felt like that's exactly what they should have done, whether they was over or not.
And I agree. You know, it was just like a win-lose situation for the simple fact that I know so many people were upset. You had half people that was like, let's continue. You had other half like, oh, I'm over it. You know, like you said, it's all about the money, unfortunately. But I didn't have a problem. We don't have a time limit in that venue, which is why we use that venue. But, you know, it was just like everybody was irritable and upset. I was over it. You know, it was like that I was, you know, I was going to be there to the end of it. You know, I still didn't even leave because I had to clean up. It was a mess. So, I mean, you know, I do apologize, and hopefully maybe you can come back when I have the free function and, you know, do your thing. But I, once again, I do apologize. You know, I thought we were going to finish it just for the trophy.
Okay, that's fine. Well, I'll definitely be there for your next function.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for definitely calling in, my dear.
No, thanks. Bye.
Okay. The next caller we have is 347-376. You're live on the air. 347-376. You're live on the air. 347. Okay, they're gone. The next caller we have is 937-732. You're live on the air. 937-732.
Neptune, not you.
Live on the air.
What's up, Kelly?
What's going on?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? This is Neptune Milan.
What's going on?
An old friend of yours. You know me at your door. What's going on?
What's tea?
I was calling in because, you know, I know you personally. I know Eva personally. It's just like, from fan to friend to friend, it's just like, I feel from past things that have happened, this is another one of Eva's stunts. Like, the girls may not know, like, Kelly doesn't know. Like, the girls is pop, they don't know. Like, a Jack doesn't know. Because they're new to dealing with, you know what I'm saying, with her or whatnot. But it's just like, I feel it's now you're being the peacemaker because your name was on the flyer. But it's, where is that bitch at? Because I know, and other girls know her, that Eva is always pulling stunts like this. And that's exactly why I've never come back home to watch three of her dogs, because I know money is not going to be given out. It's a video you've been paying for, and shit is even going to happen. Because there's no way that I would pump and that stuff would happen. And then furthermore, it's just like, he makes it bad for the girls that are in Cincinnati because, you know, when we first, when you first met me and I first started voguing and came out to the scene, no Jack was coming there, no Leone, no, none of that. None of that type of people from that status was coming to Ohio. We were lucky to get a Jay Blonick. So she's giving it a bad name, you know what I'm saying? So nobody's going to want to fuck with it no more. Like, you know, even though you're talking about having a free ball, yeah, it's free to get in, but I'm like, damn, you still have people that have to pay to travel. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's get it right the first time. You know what I mean? And even on top of that, which more importantly is the reason to my understanding that this whole ball, this series of Unforgettable was started was in remembrance of our mutual friend, you, I, and Eva, and others, you know, Jamal. And since any of the balls, none of it has been brought up in his name, like, none of the money, all of this money is being given out, but it's just like all of these people are coming and traveling to Unforgettable, not even knowing who he is, or nothing is going to a charitable event for the cause in which he passed away. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what's the point? And then, let alone that, it's still no money even being given out to everybody. Like, so it's like trying it. And to be quite frank, like, Eva is a disgrace to be a part of the House of Khan. Like, the two legendary of the house for her. Like, they should have let her stay out when she wasn't pumping the balls when they kicked her out. And that's how it should have been, because her name is tarnished. Like, it's been tarnished. And not only you, like, Jaja, but other friends that we both have mutually, like, have always taken up for her. Like, you know what I'm saying? Time after time after time. Like, that bitch needs to be the one on the phone. Like, she has a lot of explaining to do. Like, I feel like you don't need to explain anymore. Like, because I feel you know the true deal. And a lot of girls on the phone from OKI that know that bitch knows. Like, this doesn't walk. This doesn't have a proposition, a window to throw it out. Like, so that's who I want to be up on the phone.
Well,
in response to that, you know, I love you, Darren. We, like you said, we've been knowing each other for years. But honestly, though, you saying that, but like I said, this is number six, Julius. Like, this is number six. And
hold on, wait.
I think we might have
Eva on the phone. Let's see. 937-3361. You're live over there.
Hello.
Yes. Is this Eva?
Yeah. Somebody just called me. I'm at work. What's going on?
Okay.
We're talking about the Eva and Deja was on here standing her ground all alone, and it was supposed to be Deja and Eva's ball, not just Deja.
Right. I'm at work.
Yeah,
I'm coming late.
Eva's at work.
I'm at work. I mean, what? I'm calling
you know
in
I
now.
Now I'm not too maligned. You can just get it on Facebook and see the pics. You know exactly who I am. I was telling Deja that she's going to bat for you. And not only she has, other dating girls have gone to bat for you, like, many a time. But like, this is another one of your signs. Like, you
not
you
what?
Up on here talking and performing. And as far as this ball, Unforgettable, yeah, this is number two. And still nobody knows who Jamal is. Let me just start it in his name.
Wait a minute. First of all, yes, we started Unforgettable, and it was dedicated to Jamal. I remember Unforgettable 2, it was dedicated to Jamal. So we said we was going to end Unforgettable 3, paying tribute to icons and legends from yesterday, and that was it. Now, who is this?
From Unforgettable 2, so it's incomplete.
You said what hasn't been paid
for
Unforgettable
2? Not ready to move on to a third, baby, no.
You said I haven't paid what for my second Unforgettable?
What?
Hello?
Yes, bro,
you said I haven't paid what?
Haven't been paid. So,
for Unforgettable 2?
Yes.
Well, you was a lie, honey. You was a lie.
Hold on, Eva. Hey, hold on. Well, Julius, I don't know what you heard about Unforgettable 2. I mean, I know you feel how you feel. I can't change that. But Unforgettable 2, Rodney was there. Tiana was there. It was a lot of people there. And I counted that money out on camera in front of everybody. Not in the back, not anywhere else. But, like, so I don't know about Unforgettable 2, what you were told. But, yeah, that money,
yes,
all $5,000 was counted out.
I counted $2,000 out in hundreds and gave it to Corey Milan. Rodney Milan
yes,
was there.
Did.
Tiana was there.
Yes, she did, because I counted as well.
But what happened at this ball? How did you guys let the money slip away?
The promoters, they took off with the money. And if you want to be truthful, at the end of the day, we're going to keep it all the way real. Ever since the second ball me and Deja have ever got, we have seen no profit from it. We've kept it going because we like the ballroom scene, but we've stopped now because it's gotten draining and it's gotten tiring. Now, you want me to keep it all the way real. We do it because we like to. We're not doing it for a profit because we like to throw balls, and it's entertaining to us. But now we've stopped, and we were going to stop at $7,500. So I don't know what you're talking about or whoever the hell this is. I've given out all the cash, and I don't do stuff.
It's Julius. Eva, listen. Stop. Don't get caught up in screaming. It's not going to fall nothing. That's Julius. Julius from Cincinnati, Jador, the moon in New York.
And he said we do stuff in shows. Now I can sit here and read and carry on with you, girl,
no,
but it's not
we.
Worth it.
No, not we, you.
You just say I do stuff in shows. You haven't even been here in over 5 years. So you don't even know what's been going on.
Dating girl, that's Mother Cod of OKI and Father Cod. Y'all need to chime in because at the end of the day, like, I guess I'll be the bitch to speak up because it's kind of like, Eva, you talking about you wreck the scene. You prop on people that are new to the scene, younger kids that are coming to the scene, and you build yourself up to be this bigger than life, like you're fucking legend or remotely close to it. And it's like, baby, you just started doing some off here and there. Your name has never been on a flyer before, Unforgettable. Like, and it's just like, who do you think you are? Like, you're not fooling me. Like, because I know
you,
like,
at
I know you're
the day,
back,
at
man.
The end
like,
of the day,
I guess you're fooling me, people, but like, no,
this is not my reality.
Crying.
The ballroom scene is not my reality. It is a fantasy world,
like,
and I don't live in it.
Everybody has always defended you, and I don't know why they keep making up excuses for you. Like, that's why I'm like,
no one's making up excuses for me today. No one has to make up excuses for me
today.
At all. You can say what you want
to
say. This is not my life. This is not my life, and that's fine. And I don't care at the end of the day. But I'm going to make sure that we give out this last bit of money, and then we are done. And that's the end of the day what it's going to be. So you can say what you want, think what you want. I am at work right now. I'm at work right now with my employees. I'm doing what I have to do. It's not that serious. Deja's on here because I'm at work and she's at home. She has the time. And I did not leave her in any hall or take off running with the cash. It's never been like that. Anybody that has been to any of our functions fucking knows that. Okay?
All right, either go back to work.
Hold on, everybody. We gotta pay some bills. Get this fucking door. We gotta pay some bills, honey. With another function that's coming up in Ohio, Mother Sophia, Darion Spore. Hold on.
The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2, February 18th, 2012. Youngstown State University Legal Center, Youngstown, Ohio. Commentators for the evening, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy and Gasway Darion. $25 all night. Doors open at 10. Legendary massage at 12:30. Guest list closes at midnight. Cash category. Grand prize. Open to all Vogue performers. $750. Bring a gift or a $10 pop. Open to all runway. $250. Femme Queen Realness. $150. Butch Queen and Drag Realness. The Transformation. $100. Open to all Thug Realness. Four trophies. One cash award. $100. Open to all Sex Sirens. Four trophies, one cash award, $100. Virgin Vogue, $50. The Queen of Hearts Birthday Ball Part 2, February 18th, 2012. See you there.
Girl.
Okay, we are definitely back. Hold on, we have another caller. 704-907, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, it's Marcus.
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, Julius, were you at the function?
No.
So, I mean, what are you going on for now?
Okay, have you ever been to any of their balls?
No, I have not, but it's been
okay, so it just seems as though you seem a little depressed because...
Mm-hmm. Not giving out the money thing, that is one try to, but it's not like things happen on this thing.
Well, let me be... What house are you in? Because I can name a ball that in every house that somebody in somebody's house hasn't given out the money, in every house. In the world.
Yeah, no, I know. I
mean,
that.
Let me be clear.
Saying,
and as regards
this
to,
is not like,
and,
this is
well,
not out of the ordinary as far as the person's characteristics. That's what I'm saying. And
well, okay. Well, I can speak on behalf of myself. My
you know
house members have always gotten their coin from these two young ladies. My house members have always gotten their money. They've always given. Their money out.
Now, that,
how can you? How can you?
Really
it doesn't matter. This is my question. Whether they sell their ass for it, whether they sell their ass for it, whether they sell drugs for it, no matter what they do for it, they've always given out the money. It doesn't matter how they got it. Whether they wrote a check for it, did an approval, it does not matter. If they had the money when it was given out, it doesn't matter how they got it. A lot of girls do illegal things to do what they do. Why? How dare you come for them like that? And then you have the that you they don't owe you no explanation.
You
weren't even there.
Illegal things.
Marcus.
Yes.
Marcus.
Yes.
Oh, you can't name every house that you know.
What did you say?
Because you know, couturers always give out their coins.
Well, no, well, Couture. Well, yeah, y'all so we're right. Y'all are the only one. But essentially, every house has those issues. But I mean, they don't owe you no explanation. I mean, they're trying to say the nice way. They don't owe you an explanation. You didn't pay $25 to get in. They came on here being courteous, you know, being courteous to the patrons that participated and traveled near and far to come to their ball. In regards to their character, Rodney spoken up. I have spoken up. I know a few others are calling in. They have always given out their money, every dollar, and counted it out on stage. There are not many people that I would feel comfortable vouching for, especially that's not myself, you know, for that's not me, because you can't control what happens. But these
you know,
ladies have been more.
I'll be 100% honest with you. I will be 160% honest with y'all. I was not going to, when I first heard about the ball and they called and asked for the commercial and they asked me to come, I was not. I speak to Rodney and Marcus all the time. I was not coming to the function. Okay, I was not. And so Rodney and Marcus put the stamp of approval on the back of Deja and Eva's name is what made me come to the function. They said, Kelly, this is the third time they had the function. We always went out there. They always gave out their coins. Kelly, there's no problem with the coins. It's guaranteed money. I said, okay, well, I'm going to get me and my kids together, and we're going to go out there. And that's why I went out there.
Mm-hmm. And, Kelly, you know, it's unfortunate, but anything, I mean, honestly, anything can happen. And I want people to realize that, honestly, I've been to, I think, all of their balls, the Fame balls and all the Unforgettable balls. And I want to say that the vibe in that room was a little different than the other ones that it gave, than all the other ones. And let me be clear. They've given out at least, I mean, Deja, can y'all add up how much money y'all have given away in the last 3 years? It had to have been over $7,000 or $8,000 or $9,000. Probably more than that. I mean, Corey went to.
Wait, hold on, Marcus. You bitches in the chat room, I don't have four members, bitch. Actually, I have seven, and five of them are legends. Bitch, don't motherfucking try it. Go ahead, Marcus.
Yeah, but they're on here. They're like, all these people had things to say, and they were wanting to attack these girls. I mean, I understand that they spent a lot of money to prepare.
It's not about attacking these girls. It's not that.
Now, I'm not
taking
away you, Julius, but not you, Julius, others.
Have selected their names or hearing about them for the first time. This is stuff. I've known them for years. Like first coming out to the scene, I know it's more things that I know. Without even spilling tea about, you know, things that have gone on with us as friends, like, it's even relevant to the ball. So it's different something that, you know, is just somebody looking up and saying, oh, I heard about this ball.
So if y'all been friends for years, why didn't you come to any of their balls?
You,
and they've had six of them. What real friend are you if you've never been to one of their balls?
And you trying to come and tell me I'm not attacking them. It's not that at all.
So, I mean, what was the point of coming in on the line? Because, I mean, that was not bringing out that coin.
I completely separated Rachel and Eva. I've stated that. Like,
okay, well, they had it together.
And that's for anybody else who's going to call in or comment on something I've said. Make sure you heard at the beginning and tune the relationships that I've established. And I made it very clear who I'm directing my comments to as far as really trying it. It's Eva, not Deja. Like, that's not at all, like...
Well,
but in all of that, and if it happens, yeah, I know, I understand that. Okay, thanks.
Well, even
but
if you don't like her, a lot of people don't like me, but you still can't get on the line and just think about what you're going to be able to say. Ballroom and personal and your friendships are just totally different. And when it comes down to business, if these two young ladies are willing to give out an extra $3,000 in Baltimore and then give out the same amount of money, because let me be clear, what people's expectations are really crazy. They advertise $7,500, and yes, $7,500 should have been given away. But they gave away, at least $3,000 of those dollars. And for $25, you got your bang for your buck. Because I've been to balls where I've paid $40 and not seen one dime given away. So, I mean, and no trophy, no nothing.
We didn't get our bang for the buck. Because I came there for the $1,000. So we didn't get our bang for the buck.
You did, well, right, you came for that. But essentially, think about Kelly. Think about people who have balls and charge you $30 and they have one cash category of $1,000.
No shade. Like, I'm not even gonna put it out there, but certain people was mad about, you know, you can't get mad, okay? You know, I don't want nobody to think that I'm being shady or that I'm reading any that I'm reading, okay, Trace is my sister, and I love Trace down. But Trace felt some type of way because she only got $500. At least she got something. Mercedes, Laomi, all these girls came to vote for that coin. They didn't get anything.
Well, hold on, but this is my question, and this is the only thing I'm saying, Kelly. Let's just go back to the ball because we didn't really get a chance to recap the ball. Do you really think everybody that won money that night, or excuse me, that came to compete, really came like they were competing for $7,500? Because let's be clear, some of those performances that got chance for the $1,000, that wasn't a $1,000 performance. I'm going to fuck the $1,000 look, a $1,000 performance. When it came down to those $200 categories, those people came like they were coming for a mini ball trophy. Like it was a Wednesday night club night, not a flyer that's been out for at least 6 or 7 months. And their ball flyer has been out for 6 or 7 months. So people didn't look like they were coming to play.
I don't give a fuck if the girls is out there and saying, if somebody puts out a flyer, okay, and if it's $1,000 and they say it's $1,000 and it's just bringing, you know you're walking for $1,000. So your performance should be $1,000 and your look should be $1,000, whether it says it on the flyer or not. That's what it should give. These girls came out there and these bitches did not even look like they was working for $1,000. And they was being chopped, but people wanted to read and all types of things. When I'm sitting there and I'm judging, if they have $1,000 category, I think you need to have the look of $1,000. You need to give me the performance of $1,000. And that's just
right.
My opinion on the situation.
And I agree with that, Kelly. So when it came down to it, now we do know Mercedes was going to give us a show and Laomi was going to give us a show. And I feel bad for people like the runway girls because runway is a very expensive category to prepare for. You know, they had to recreate those looks. It's unfortunate that that category didn't get, those particular categories didn't get to. But these young ladies are trying to make it, you know, make it at least right, because a lot of people have their balls haven't finished, not just because the money wasn't there, because they ran out of time, because there was a fight, and they don't try to make amends with fixing the situation. You know, I can't name any balls, you know, that when the money's not given out, they give the money out the next
time. Let me tell you something, I'll be honest, when I left that ball, I was so in my head of saying that I would not come back to anything that they do, okay? But after Deja came up here and Deja said what she said, and she's willing to come to Tony's ball on this January 7th and give out those other $3,000 worth of categories, and then she's willing to, on top of that, in the springtime, take and have another ball where everybody can get in for free. All the houses that had tables is going to get tables for free, and they want to still give out a whole bunch of money. Bitch, Deja, I will support you. And you know how bad I'm doing. Girl, I will support you. I will support you so good, I'll make you a free fucking commercial for that ball. Because other bitches that have ball come up on this motherfucking radio show. They don't give y'all bitches shit, but bitches want to go around and read them. But y'all bitches will be at their next motherfucking function.
Right. That's all I'm saying. And you shouldn't have anything to say if you weren't there. If you weren't there, because, like, you know, no shade. Even those young ladies have given thousands of dollars away, and that crowd has never been, it's never been 800-900 people. They've always had a cute crowd, but it's never been pack, you know. So, when it comes down to money, we know they're not doing it for money, because you can tell based by the stage they had in there, by the type of liquor they had, by, you know, everything was done that they had to put money into the ball. It wasn't like they just threw something on the table and they didn't have a stage and, you know, there was no money. You could tell, you can kind of tell when people invest money. You know when people put something into it. And so, you know, for people to sit here and say that and they weren't there, you have to be there to be able to judge the function. It is unfortunate that they didn't get to do it, but even Deja, as I told y'all earlier, if y'all are more than willing to do that, what you're doing in Baltimore, plus what you're doing in your own area, you know, that's definitely going to make amends, and I hope y'all don't stop throwing balls. And also, Scott will be there to support you.
Okay.
Thank you, Marcus. Really appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Marcus. Hold on. Yeah, I have a whole bunch of more callers. 6-7-4. You're live on the air. Y'all go on. 502-436. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Kelly, Rodney, Marcus and Deja.
What's up, Larry?
This is Larry from Kentucky.
Hi, Larry.
I just want to say that. Hey, what's going on? I had a really good time at the event. You know, it was unfortunate that things like that did happen. I was more disappointed in how the crowd reacted when they said there wasn't going to be any more money left on the, any more money to give away. Like, people, like, rushed on the stage and said, like, there's about to be a massive jumping or something. I was really disgusted with that.
They looked like they were going to lynch y'all.
Yeah, it was crazy. And I know that Deja and Nero are good for giving their money out. If it didn't happen at that point in time, it would happen again. So, you know, I will support them when they do that. So they are, you know, good people. And I wouldn't have invited my house to come from all over to come and bought two tables if I didn't believe in them and it was going to be some kind of event. I mean, I was just really, like, shocked that it happened. Like, I was like, wow. But I have dealt with investors myself before where stuff goes wrong on the investor's part, not the promoter's part. And you just got to deal with that like the bullet sometimes and then just, you know, keep it moving.
Thank you, Larry.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was it. That's all I wanted to say.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you, Larry. Hold on.
Thanks, Larry.
Hold on. We have another caller. The next caller we have is 317-833. You're live on the air.
What's up, Kelly? This is Opie.
What's going on? Who am I speaking with?
This is Opie.
Hey, Opie. What's going on?
I'm great. What's going on? How you doing, Rodney and Marcus and London?
What's going on, sir?
Even Deja.
Hey, Opie.
First of all, I want to say congratulations to my son, Charles, on his new category. And congratulations to you, too, Rodney, on your win for Best Dress. Also, I want to congratulate Little Vic because I thought she did a really, really good job, and she definitely deserved to win. The ball, to me, it was nice. You know, it had a nice start. I had a lot of fun. You know, I got a little drunk. But as far as the situation, you know, it's over now. But I still don't believe that you guys are telling the truth. I don't believe it in my heart. That's just my opinion. I believe that it was just a big, clever stunt, and that's just it. But as far as the last balls that you guys have, they've always been nice. They have always given out their cash. And so whatever that other person is talking about, I have no idea, but all of that was not true. So when you guys have, you know, your little redemption ball, I would definitely attend and, you know, come and see what's going on. But I personally don't believe the whole story.
Well, that's cool. I mean, you know me and you cool, Opie, but, I mean, it's nothing that I can do. I don't expect anybody to believe it because, like you said, like I said, reputations from balls state to state, this has happened over and over again. So I don't really expect anyone to believe it unless they have had a ball, you know, and it has may have happened to them. But, you know, honestly, me and Eva, like she said when he was up on here for that short amount of time, we honestly have not profited from any ball. We just do it because we don't want to do it half-assed. And even though we may not be able to take no money home and go shopping at the end of the day, we just want people to say that they came here and had a good time. And the God honest truth is that the money was there, and then it wasn't, and the investors, two of them, they were gone. And like I said, I don't really expect people to believe that 100%.
I can't change it. Like I said, all I can try to do is make it better. But, you know, I do appreciate you and everybody else for always supporting, because y'all always do.
Yes.
So, like I said, hopefully we'll make it right.
Hold on, y'all. We have a bunch more callers. We have a lot of callers, honey. And we still got a lot more show to get into. 937-329, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Hi, I'm IC007. I just wanted to say that Deja is my auntie. I know her very well, and I know that she wouldn't do anything like that as far as boss. I've been participating and supporting their boss for years now. I'm from Dayton, so all the boss have always been, as far as cash giving out, I just feel like sometimes the ballroom, it gets so serious in the Midwest, and a lot of girls take it to where it just gets so messy at balls here, like in Dayton, because nobody knows how to act, and people are so disrespectful, and I really feel like when all that happened that it should have been taken somewhere else. I know people were mad, but it shouldn't have been the disrespect going on as far as people running up and then people taking trophies. Like, balls is supposed to be fun, and that's what I look at. When I look at clips, like, I have fun. I watch both films, so I have fun. And when I go to balls and shit like that happens, it really discourages me. I look at legends and icons as leaders and people to look up to, and when people act like that, it really turns me off from the ballroom scene. And I love the ballroom scene, but I mean, at the same time, I just wanted to let everybody know how I felt, and that was it.
Okay, thank you very much, baby. Okay, the next caller we have is 313-638. You're live on the air.
Hey, everybody. How is everybody doing? I'm not going to name individual girls. I'm just saying hey to everybody. This is Goddess, because I'm that bitch that starts the shit. So I'm...
No, bitch. We're not going to have the governor of motherfucking in the Midwest, bitch, okay, up here on the phone, and she's not going to give a recap of the function, bitch. Oh, no, you won't.
No, I came to give you the recap of the fuck. I'm just saying hi to everybody, and I want everybody to know it's Goddess who is talking, because I'm the devil's advocate. A lot of people talking about what they were going to call in and say, and ain't nobody calling in and say nothing. The ball, let me just start with the recap of the ball. The ball itself was lovely. I had a lovely time at that function. I don't care what none of them girls say. I wouldn't give a fuck if them girls never gave out another damn. They gave out some money. It happens to everybody. Money, every like she said, just about every house runs out, owns money and not pay their cash. Except for like Couture, you said Couture never did it, and Rodale has never done it. I've always given out my money, but if she don't have another ball, so motherfucking well, they gonna come regardless. And it shouldn't always be about a girl walking because she want to get a cash. It's not. That's what's wrong with the ballroom scene now. A bitch always talk about some, I'm not walking because it's not for cash. Bitch, that shouldn't be your motivation for walking the ball. Your motivation should be to have fun. Now, let's talk about the highlight of the ball. The ball was draining, but it was fun in the same sense. The highlight of the ball was when Miss Memphis ate that motherfucking commentator versus commentator up. That's the highlight of the ball.
Amen to that. And that's what I was trying to tell Tree, right? Okay, it's cute, bitch. And I, you know, whatever I'm going through with, you know, with the girls. But when Jack and Kool-Aid, you know, they sit there and these bitches be sitting there and they can take a word and make a chant up right there. And that's what I was trying to tell Tree, to take and use every judge up there and commentate for their house and make something off the top of your head and don't use something that you already memorized and you know, because they're going to give you more for something that you did. And he didn't do it. We told Memphis to do it, and Memphis came up there, and he fucked it up.
I mean, laid it down on the line. And prior to that, I really had never gotten to Memphis chant, but bitch, she made me know it. And I'm a very boisterous person, and I wasn't on the panel, but that panel was a carry. It was a carry. Y'all was trying it. Now let's go to best dresses. Ain't nobody else called in and talked about this category. Okay, Rodney looked good in his suit. Sebastian looked good in his suit. And June looked good in her suit. Ron looked good in his suit. And the other Mrs. Child looked good in his suit. But if you want to get technical, I feel like Ron should have been chopped. I feel like that other Mizza child should have been chopped, and it should have been left between Rodney, June, and Sebastian. Because when you're walking best dressed, this is fall. We're going into fall. We're in fall. They all had on overcoats. That was the only technicality, because them two didn't have on overcoats. They should have been sent on their way. And then I would have sent Rodney on his way, and I love my brother, and I love him to death, but he had on a cocaine white blazer, and it said a labeled shoe. Rodney had on a boot. Now, the girls want to be technical on these flyers, then read the flyers and just stop clapping and snapping your fingers because it's your motherfucking girlfriend. But when the girl's giving away somebody else's money, they don't have a problem giving away money like that. They just vote for whoever they want to vote for and give it to their girlfriend. But when it's their ball, they be particular with who you doing this. I don't want to be giving my money out. But when they sitting on a panel giving away another bitch's money, they don't give a fuck. But it was what it was. It's like Rodney said, when we on that runway, you can say what the fuck you want to say. I don't give a fuck, and whoever wins, it wins. But once you get off that one way, you shouldn't be still on that personal shit. And I fought my sister for that because she really was upset about that. But like I told her, bitch, that shit happened on that stage. Once you walk down them steps, leave that shit on that motherfucking stage. But and she can't be mad at Rodney because it wasn't Rodney's fault. The judges chose Rodney, so she can't be mad at Rodney because Rodney didn't say that, even though Rodney's a fan favorite because Rodney supports everybody. So it is what it is. It's done it. My personal effect, I felt like it should have came down between June and Sebastian. Now, when it came down to that, that's what it was, June and Sebastian, because they had the complete look. Rodney's look was fine, but you also have to go and tell what the flyer said. A label shoe, a label boot, that's a technicality, but nobody pointed none of that out. So Rodney won, he got the coins, and I congratulate him. So all this animosity and stuff that I keep hearing going on, that should never have taken place amongst people who call themselves brothers and sisters between, like, Sebastian and that shit, all that back and forth shit that I've been hearing all day and reading on Facebook pages, that's a fool. But and like you said, the fashion girls are in an uproar about it, but ain't nobody called and said nothing about it. This motherfucking 12:49, and ain't a bitch pressed one yet and said a motherfucking thing.
Because you know why, guys? Because they know that I will be judging their motherfucking asses, and they're scared to call them. And it's not really just that low ball, it's their motherfucking cheap-ass girlfriend that pay to see me and Sebastian walk balls, that clap us, that lick our motherfucking asses, that can't take us, but scared and got these alias-ass, motherfucking bogus-ass names that ain't gonna say shit, because if they do, they're gonna get popped in their motherfucking mouth or set on their motherfucking back, and that's all they're gonna do, come watch me another motherfucking function, win some more motherfucking money. That's the fucking problem.
Yeah. And then, the only thing I tell to these new kids that's giving these balls, stop kissing girls' asses for them to come to your ball and judge your balls. Because sometimes the icons make just as many mistakes as the legends. And just because you're a house parent, a father or a mother, don't mean you have a right to sit on nobody's panel and judge them accordingly. Because to me, it seems like at every ball we have here in the Midwest, the same people keep winning the same categories. Period.
Garda, since you're here, because you felt the same way I felt about that Vogue Femme category for $1,000.
$1,000, these girls coming up here in motherfucking leotards and tutus. Bitch, for $1,000, girls did productions in my days. Bitch, and I mean, they really did fabulous productions. These girls just come out here and line up in leotards with glitter on them. It's a fool. And then the performance don't be all that good either. But Miss, the girls clapping and snapping, and it then came to the point of where it's all about what house you in and what motherfucking name is hollering the loudest. And it's a fool. It is a complete motherfucking fool. And then the sad part about it is she had more support from the East Coast at her motherfucking ball than she had from the own Midwest girls. How many Chicago girls did you see in the building outside of the Balenciagas and a few of the Ascanas? That's it. But Chicago is always having balls. They have balls every week for people to go to. But you really didn't see too many of them people.
I was gagging that I didn't see the Chicago heavy hitters. I didn't see the Herreras and the girls like that at the function. I was really gagging at that.
Especially with the interpretation of that she was supposed to be giving out $7,500. Where were they at? But let somebody on the East Coast or the West Coast have a ball. The girls breaking their necks to drive over there or to try to get a flight to the West Coast, but they don't support in their own. But then they be mad when people don't show up at their shit. But I feel like the young ladies had a nice ball. The venue was nice. The drinks was a little watered down. I had to get a whole bunch of them towards the end of the night. The bartender started doing right. Huh?
Okay.
That towards the end of the night, the bartender started treating me a little better with the cocktails without all that juice. But in the beginning, bitch, he was trying to really be stingy. But I do give them kudos because they had Top Chef liquor. They wasn't giving you no cheap gin, bitch. They had good liquor, honey. But these girls calling in, being mad at these girls, reading these girls, pay it, honey. If you decide to have, because you didn't say it and put it out there, what you was going to do to reevaluate your situation, you must follow through, because then they'll have another read for her, for the Deja and that evil girl. But outside of that, pay it. But once again, I will state, stop putting all these people on your panel just to say you had so-and-so at your ball. Start paying attention to who y'all putting up on these panels that votes the same way every time. Because we get the same people winning all these categories every time when you always – it's somebody always out there to win over these girls. And they in the Midwest, especially in the Midwest, they kissing so much ass to be in the in crowd. They just vote over somebody that's supposed to win. And these girls that's not winning are getting tired. But I will say this is the last thing I'm going to say. Sometimes – I'm not going to say sometimes. These new little generation girls have a lot of nerve and audacity. They so quick to run back up at that panel and be mad because they didn't get their tens or they got chucked. And, honey, that's what you're going to have. The security either going to have to start doing a little better by them girls running up, because I'm waiting on the day, honey.
Well, baby, I see you said – you said, I'm not even going to go there because then the girls going to think I'm reading, but I'm not even going to mention it. Maybe somebody else will mention about that child running up there reading the icon, honey. And
down.
I'm not
going to
mention it because then the girls going to say that I'm being shady towards that house. So I'm not going to mention it. Somebody else will mention it, honey. Okay. Regardless, you feel like you're going to go on no place, okay? So we got another caller, 937-270. You're live on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
All right. This is Lego Elon. I just wanted to just say congratulations to Little Vic Prodigy and to Deja. Deja, you know, I love you down, and I know Eva, and I know y'all for so many years. And I'm glad that y'all came on tonight and really stood up for this region because, you know, I'm having a ball actually with some other people the same day as Tony is having his ball here, in Baltimore. But I just wanted to make sure that the girls know that just because something happened at one function should not say, hey, oh, I'm not coming back to Dayton, because y'all have really paved the way in Dayton for y'all balls, always giving out y'all coins, 6-7 balls, over 10 grand, and I've been there to support y'all even cleaning up at the balls afterwards. But I just want to say I love you, Deja. I love you for what you did, for what you're coming on here and doing this. And I do thank you, Kelly, for coming out to support the region. You know, the House of Couture and Mizza, Allure, Chanel, whatever the case may be, Prodigies, everybody for coming out to support this region. And hopefully that everyone does come back to the region soon. So that's all I want to say.
Thank you. The next caller we have is 312-532. You're live on the air. 312-532, you're live on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi, Kelly, this is Trey. Hi, Rodney. Hi, everybody else.
What's going on, Trey?
I just was calling in to say that I personally enjoyed the function. I do agree with some of the things that's been said. I do feel that people should stop saying what I talked to Eva personally myself about the situation. She actually called me this morning, and you know, we had came to understand it, whatever. But either way it goes, you know, I keep hearing people say that, oh, well, they want to do this and they're not that type of people. But either way it goes, it still happened. And you know, like I was one of the people that was ready to walk, came prepared, and I spent a lot of money to come, and I did a lot of things to come, and I was rather upset about the function. But for the most part, I really did have a good time. It was really a fun event. I do want to say that when it comes down to the commentary about what God has just said about the Memphis thing, yes, that was one of the highlights of the night. But if you also fall into the situation, Memphis was supposed to be chopped for the category. She had to say a whole nother chant over because Tony did not see it. I was technically the only one who got my tears, and then y'all gave Memphis a second chance to come back and say something different. So, but otherwise, besides that, I want to say, you know, saying that I will support Deja Evil on the next function. I just hope that the situation doesn't happen again, and I enjoy myself.
Thank you, Trey.
Thank you.
973-937-361. You're live on the air. 937-361. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
This is Eva, because I'm leaving work. I had to come back in. I'm sorry.
Okay, Eva, you stay right there. Hold on. I got some other callers.
Oh, okay.
404-483, you're live on the air. 404-483, you're live on the air. Okay, they have another caller. 708-545, you're live on the air.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. Hello.
Yes.
This is Tanya Chanel from Chicago.
Hi.
Hi, everyone. I was calling in to congratulate everyone on their winnings, Ronnie, all y'all little bit. Congratulations. I always have fun at Eagle Balls. She has always given out her money to my house members and everything in our house. Chanel is a builder from Detroit and Chicago, all the members, basically.
Thank you. The next caller we have is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
What's up?
Yes, you're live.
Okay, I just want to ask a question. People keep on saying, coming up here saying that they keep on using people to donate to the ball. My question is, why isn't the money is from the other people up front? Why is it have to wait till the ball is already going on before they get their money? Why is the money already not up front so they should, they can have their money set aside?
Okay.
No, it was set to the side. It was in the back in the cash box, and they were back there with the cash box. See, me and Eva weren't at the door or in the back. I kept going. Every time there would be a cash category, I would leave the stage, put some of it in my pocket, then go back to the back and get the money for the next category. There's no way that I would keep $7,500 on me, you know, dealing with all those people. I mean, that's just my personal, you know, being comfortable. I wasn't going to just keep $7,500 in my pocket on me. But, no, the money was in the back. It was back there where you was buying the tickets. Tickets for the drinks and stuff like that. That's where the money was, in a cash box. But
all
yeah,
right,
the investors did have their money up front.
Okay. Thank you, Carla. Okay, now, honey, it's time for us. You know, I love Ohio, honey. We got about an hour and a half left, honey. Okay, and
wasn't
I have to
there
transition
another bull? A rumble. Wasn't there another bull or something?
Honey, I have to transition into the rumble, honey. I have to transition into the rumble because I don't know if anybody's on here from L.A. to call and give us what happened in L.A. at the awards ball and who won and things. But we have to transition into the motherfucking rumble. And
go ahead, Kelly. Look and see if Divine number is in because she said she was going to call in. So we start talking about the L.A. ball, so check for her.
Oh, well, I don't know. Divine, if you want to lie, press 1, Divine, but we got to transition into the rumble, honey. And the rumble was hot, honey. And I'm gonna start the rumble off, bitch. It was hot, girls. If y'all haven't seen it, bitch, or y'all haven't heard me say, Miss Motherfucking Little James Caan, he came and turned the motherfucking building out, bitch. It's breaking news.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
Thank you.
welcome to Vogue News. Tonight, we have a breaking story from the Bronx Zoo. It seems like their main attraction has escaped. The animal's name, Omori, or as they say in her native tongue, Queen Bee, which stands for Queen of the Bullshit Vogue. If you remember, this thing in her Vogue was featured in all of the top 10 lists. Must be wonderful being a part of the Mizrahi tribe and having Jack as your mother. Well, at least at Escalita's anyway. We have a message from her trainer. Let's listen.
And then bottle of champagne is off when you open it, yeah. Easy to remember.
If you don't speak that bullshit, he said, God answer my prayers. It may be for at least one rumble ball or one Vogue night or one kiki function, you won't see Omori in her breaking dance in Vogue. In other news, the gender bender of Vogue femme, Alexis Lisp Mugler, has took her or his show on the road recently with the new dance company, Half Drag, Half Boy. Our own Trisha B caught up with the Hermaphrodite for a 101 interview. Check it out.
Like, I was sitting at a house one day trying to decide if I was going to, like, put on a wig or not. You know, at RuPaul, where I got a call from RuPaul. Oh, shit. That got a vibe fit in it. Anyway, they told me that they understand I didn't make it in drag performance, and they still respected me. I mean, and they still like the fact that I still look like a fag in book queen performance. They told me that they would love for me to dance for them. And I thought to myself, like, of course, I only dance when I Vogue anyway. And every now and then, I do a half-ass step. I mean, you guys know my Vogue. Her or I gotta go.
It seems she forgot her gas, Gilda, and lube in the hotel key. Wonder what she's doing. Well, anyway, moving on to weather. There seems to be a big storm.
Baby, when I tell y'all, bitch, Miss Little James came through the building last night, mistake, and he was a motherfucking storm up in that motherfucking building last night. How the fuck y'all doing? Is anybody still in with me, or y'all still gagging? Like everybody was at the motherfucking function last night. Baby Little James came through that building, bitch, and it was a motherfucking storm that came from motherfucking D.C. I got to give big shots and kudos to Lil James for coming and turning out last month and for turning it out this month. Lil James, you turned that the fuck out, bitch. And when I tell you, it's no shame mistake to anybody else that came out there and did what they did, besides my son, I'm going to give him his kudos too. But Lil James was Rumble Ball number 50 last night. Nothing else stood the motherfucking test of time last night. That's my whole recap of the Rumble Ball. Bitch, everybody else, Miss Saint Girl, it was like, child, girl, Vogue Tuesdays has became the new Rumbles. That's my end, honey. I gotta give a big shout out to my son for definitely coming out last night and winning Thug Realness. And then coming out and went in Realness with a Twist last night, Danny Couture. Honey. Oh, and I also got to give a big shout out to Miss Motherfucking Jasmine Khan for definitely coming out there. I got to give her a big shout out for coming out there and did what she did. But James Icon, the iconic father, James Icon, overall father, baby, when I tell you, performance as a house. With all six of those drags that came out last night, bitch, it's going to be nasty and deadly. But Miss Jasmine said, bitch, I was sad, and I left that house, and now I'm coming for all your girls. And she went through all six of them, one by motherfucking one. Rumble Ball, I don't know what the Con Pretty Boy Realness was feeling,
But I got to give a big shout-out to Jerry Mizrahi, Pretty Boy Realness, and also Butch Queen Faith, because the Con 4 boys came out for the category, and they tapped Jerry. Every Con boy wanted a piece of Jerry last night, and Jerry sat all four of the Con boys down last night for Pretty Boy Realness. So a big shout-out to Jerry Mizrahi for definitely doing that and definitely turning it up. I gotta give a big shout out. I gotta give a shout out to the Miz of Vogue that came out and won Softing Con and won Dramatics Performance last night, honey. Gotta give a big shout out to them. I don't know where Nicole's at, honey. If y'all see me earlier on the line, Miss Thing, I was talking to y'all. The girls is watching me on video. I was talking to Nicole on the phone, so I don't know. Child, so I don't know where she at, honey. Nicole's not, I don't think she's calling in tonight, so I don't know, honey. But that's my recap of the ball, honey. So, you know, it was cute, honey. I gotta give a shout out to my daughter, Antandra Mizrahi, Miss Thang, honey. We had a mishap at the end of the function, but, you know, we worked it out, honey. Baby, but it was a mess, honey. Mm-mm. Child, but, you know, I don't know, honey. Rodney, did you hear anything about the ball?
Nope, I didn't hear anything. They just say Lil James and Jasmine did well. And that's all I heard. And they say that Danny came out of the couture. That's all I really heard.
Yeah, you know. I was told that I'm taking the Mizrahi's, leftovers in their straps. But they wasn't leftovers in scrap when they was Mrs. But
Kelly.
Yes.
The couture's on a winning streak, right?
Yes, the couture's are definitely on a winning streak, honey. 3 weekends in a row, $200 for each couture.
Oh.
Yes, honey. Lovely. Tracy Couture from Tallahassee, Florida, went to the awards ball in Tallahassee 3 weekends ago, and he won his $200. Mother Laomi Couture came out last weekend at Rodney's Ball, at the Icons Ball, and she won her $200. Danny Couture came out last night, and he won his $200. The Couture is on a 2-2-2 winning streak.
When is the mother going to be walking to get her $200 to match her kids?
Baby, the mother's not looking for two, honey. The mother's looking for a little more. Oh, Rodney, phone drop. We got to get Rodney back up here. Rodney, call back in, honey. Hold on. We got to get Rodney back up here, honey. We got to get Rodney back up on the phone lines, honey. The phone's hung up, honey. We got to get Rodney back up here, honey. We got to get Rodney up on the line, honey. Honey, hold on, honey. Baby, we got to get Rodney back up here, honey. Y'all girls, some of y'all girls got to go, honey. Rodney, call back in, honey. Call back in, Rodney, honey. We need Roddy back on the line, honey. Hold on, honey. Marcus, you're live on the air.
Oh, I'm here. Hey.
Yes.
Damn, what do I want to talk about? Oh, who won $1,000?
$1,000 where?
When they supposed, wasn't the guy that's having the ball this weekend, wasn't he supposed to give away $1,000 this weekend at the Rumble?
Oh, ain't nobody give away $1,000 at the Rumble.
Oh, just listening.
Okay, Marcus is just listening. Oh, nobody gave out $1,000 at the Rumble this weekend. They gave out coins, but it wasn't $1,000, honey. Hold on, we waiting for Rodney to call back in here, honey. We got to get Rodney back on the line, honey, because Rodney's phone had dropped, honey. He lost service. So we got to get Rodney back up here, honey. He is here, honey. We waiting for Rodney to get back up here. But overall, it was cute. I enjoyed myself all weekend. I enjoyed myself in Ohio. I enjoyed myself last night at the Rumble. And I definitely did have a great time, honey, overall. Honey. Which, I definitely had a good road trip. I definitely had a good road trip with Father George Mizrahi, Antandra Mizrahi, Raylene Mizrahi, and my daughter, Laomi Couture, and myself. We definitely did have a good road trip. It was definitely a fun and interesting road trip, honey. London, what's your E? Hold on, Ronnie's back.
Oh.
Ronnie, you're back,
yeah.
Ronnie.
Okay.
Oh, but Mother's going to be making her debut real soon, Rodney.
Okay.
Yeah, but Kelly.
Yes.
I don't think my House of Bridge is working anymore.
Why is that?
I think my bridge fell down. When are you going to make me a couture?
Oh, well, right now in London, the House of Couture is only looking for couture pieces right now. When we get down to our ready-to-wear girls, we'll definitely hit you up.
Our ready-to-wear girls.
Hey. I don't want you to be my mother if I become one.
No, I didn't say I was going to be your mother. I said I'm building my couture pieces right now. You know how they have Fashion Week in London, right? And you know how they have all the couture pieces come out? I'm getting all my couture pieces together. When I get down to ready to wear, I will hit you up.
Yeah, I don't want to wear a Kelly original. I don't want to be embarrassed.
Okay.
not a Kelly original. I don't want that.
Baby, we're not down to the ready to wear yet, honey. Baby.
But
baby, no feminine destruction is not a couture girl. She is not a couture, honey, okay? She's not. Honey. Honey. I think they took her back to Comments to myself, but I really enjoyed myself. When I tell you, bitch, I had fun in Ohio. I made it back in New York in time for the Rumble, and I had fun last night, bitch, with everybody that came out and did their thing last night. Miss Jasmine really made the girls know it. Little James definitely made the motherfucking girls know it. And it was cute, honey. Bitch, I love Little James' motherfucking production. It was just everything. Honey, honey. Let me see.
Kelly, did I tell you that you look lovely at the ball in Ohio?
Oh, thank you.
No, it's no shade. You really look nice.
I try. You know, I try. I can do nothing but try. Honey, I can only try. If anybody have anything to say, y'all can feel free to definitely press 1. The phone line is definitely open. I still have Deja. It's still here. Rodney is here. London is here. Goddess is here. Y'all can feel free to press 1, honey, and we'll take y'all comments. You know, if anybody got anything that they want to say, feel free to open up the door, honey. Private caller, you're live on the air.
I love some Lil Jon.
Baby, I love some Lil James too. Lil James came and woke the motherfucking building up.
Mm-hmm. That's all.
he definitely did come and wake the motherfucking building up. Big shout out to you, Lil James, honey. Kudos to Lil James, honey. He woke the building up. I love that motherfucking production. You know, I love that category. You know that when they make that category and the girls versus the girls and the girls come out and they win and the girls, Miss Thing, it reminds me of back in the days, Miss Thing, when the girls used to walk, Miss Thing, get that bitch, Miss Thing, or the verbal read, Rodney. Remember that, Rodney, verbal read?
Yeah, verbal vogue. It was good.
Honey. Oh my God. Can somebody call and tell me about what happened at Sequoia's ball on Friday, honey? I hear it was a fight in Virginia. Honey, they said it was a fight in Richmond, honey. I need to get the tea, honey. Wasn't it Richmond or Norfolk, honey? I need the tea on who was fighting out there. The girls is doing a lot of things, honey. It's a lot of things that was happening. Girls, feel free to press 1. You know what? I got all you girls that's up here on the phone lines, honey, and y'all just sitting here listening, and nobody's pressing 1. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to clear the phone lines, honey, and maybe we have some other girls that's going to call in here, and they might have something to say. So you girls that's on the phone lines, we're going to be clearing y'all right now, and we're going to get some other girls in here because we got all these girls, Miss Thing. I got 174 girls sitting here on my phone lines, Miss Thing, and nobody's not saying anything, Miss Thing. So let me get down to some girls that's going to talk and give me some tea, Miss Thing. So I'm going to start pressing these X's on the side, Miss Thing.
You hear me?
I'm going to get it, honey. Baby, hold on. We have a caller. Hold on. We got some callers now.
All right.
The one now because, baby, I'll clear this whole switchboard from 174 down to 74 and get some fresh callers in here. Okay? 714-733. You're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
What's going on, baby?
This is Tasia Mizrahi from LA.
Hey, Tasia.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know about the awards fall. I was real tired.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Why was it tired, Tasia? Give us a little update.
Huh?
Give us a little details about it. Why was it late?
Wasn't nobody there. The Revlon was tired. And they gave a discrepancy with Mother versus Mother. And they chopped all the girls and stuff for Fiascada.
What did it call
Mother
for?
Fiascada. Yeah, so she won grand prize. Mother Gia looked the good, though. And so did Mother Lanaya Ebony.
Okay.
And it was they tried to end it early, but somebody paid an extra $200 for an extra hour.
Okay.
But other than that, it was late. The categories was higher. Did nobody really walk? I was over it.
Wow. Did you walk, Tasia?
I did. I won some Queen Realness.
Okay.
Congratulations. So you won.
Hold. Oh, yes. So that's all that happened at the ball.
Yes, and then.
So who won? Anybody that we know that's you know, heavy hitting ballroom girls, you know, that travel over this way, that was over there, that won of the year.
None. Hell no.
Oh shit.
Nobody's gonna use like that.
Mm-mm.
Like real LA and Oakland.
Oh no, honey. Oh no, to y'all girls that see me going off, I put my house phone on mute and I had to have a private conversation about some breaking news that I'm going to break to y'all in a few minutes. And I had to read somebody because they didn't tell me this tea. And I knew they knew the tea. So that's why y'all couldn't hear me, to y'all people that could see me in the chat room. Okay. Thank you, Tammy, for definitely calling in. Hold on, we have another caller from LA. 323-286, you're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly. Hello, Rodney. Hello, London. Hello, Goddess. Everybody, hello. This is Michi Ebony on the phone.
Hey, Michi.
Hey. Hey, what's going on? The West Coast Awards Ball overall, I actually have fun at the ball. Congratulations to Mother Fiascada. She did win Mother versus Mother. The other mothers were chopped because they did not have anything to highlight their head. The category called for them to be done head to toe, which meant to include a headpiece. So Mother Fiascada was the only one with the headpiece, so she won the category. Everyone else was chopped. But they did get their 10. Mother Lovely Revlon and Anaya did get their 10s before they were chopped with the confusion. So that's what happened with that. The other hottest category of the night was European runway.
Hold on, wait, Michi, wait.
Oh, lovely on the.
So why girls is jumping on here talking about me having a discrepancy? Bitch, read your category. How about that?
You said what?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Lovely Revlon.
Hey, Lovely, what's up, baby?
What's going on?
You just
don't
bust
on here cussing like that, girl.
Hey, grandmother. No, these girls be trying it. It's no shade. It's no shade. The ball was, you know what? It was. I'm not going to read the ball because it was a reading itself. However, I mean, it was carrying all night. You had these girls sitting up on this panel. They be high boots. They don't know what the fuck is going on because they so high. And then you have girls that giving you your 10s and then turn around and say, well, I didn't give her 10s. Well, bitch, how you didn't give me my 10s if it was three hoes that came after me that you gave 10s to? And I was first. Did that make any sense?
Mm-hmm.
No, is that? How can you give a 10 and then take it back and say, no, these girls are chopped? Bitch, y'all stupid. Y'all trying. Then they let a girl win Virgin Vogue, and then after giving her trophy, they just did two categories and going to say, well, she walked at this ball, give you your trophy back. What? So it's always a discrepancy. You got this Benji bitch walking up here talking about, I'm classy. No, bitch, she should have been chopped when she said that, because that wasn't, black dresses are not classy. Short, scandalous-looking black dresses, that's sad. Girl, that's not classy, and you going to say classy? Bitch, that whole panel should have said chop, 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 chop. And then all these other girls talking about this girl looks nice walking, mother versus mother.
Breaking news. It's breaking news.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
Breaking news report. In Richmond, Virginia, this weekend, Mother Destiny Revlon punched Father Derek Chanel in the eye and gave him a black eye at Sequoia Prodigy.
Yes.
Wow.
News, honey. Well, it's a breaking news story, honey. We're going to break it to y'all straight here on Tens or Chops, honey. Bitch, that's how we motherfucking do it here, honey. If it's some news, baby, and we find out about it, we're breaking it in. Mother Revlon, I want to know why you knocked that child. And that's my girlfriend, Miss Day. Why you gave Derek a black eye? What the fuck did he do, Miss Day? But go ahead, lovely. Finish the story.
Oh. Oh, my God. And then they say these other girls look nice. No, baby. When you put on a corset and wrap some material around it and you're walking up there and it's falling to pieces, it should have been a top. But see, hey, they consider those girls A-listers. A-lister girls that sleep on other girls' floors. A-listers. Okay, whatever. But they let them pop a girl's floor. I don't get it. You know what I'm saying?
Lovely. If you lovely. Just right. I have a question for you.
Sure.
Who were the judges?
Who were the judges?
Uh-huh.
girlfriends, and more girlfriends.
I know that's right, bitch.
And I'm keeping it real.
No, ain't no that's right, bitch. You're descended of me. Name names, bitch. Who was the judge?
Look, and that's the thing. What the
fuck? We gave Ohio so much of the time, Miss Day, and now, honey, it seems like the L.A. girls want to call in. I got another L.A. caller, but some other lovely, you stay right there. 323-707, you're live on the air from L.A. on the recap show. What do you got to say?
Oh, this is West Coast Father Chanel. What's up with
you? What's going on, baby? How you doing?
I'm all right. No,
what's
heard,
up,
first, I listened to the radio show. They said the bar was late. No, the bar wasn't late. The bar was nice. What was late is the people inside the motherfucker. You can only lead a horse through the water. You can't make them drink it. You get what I'm saying? So if whoever feel that something was late, you know, check yourself, because was shit late about the function?
Girl.
That's the way I fucking feel. People have a lot of shit to say. And the reason why, mind you, a week before the function, I canceled this shit because so many bitches got shit to talk about and ain't putting no money towards a damn thing. Ain't doing shit, ain't ran shit, and then got nerves to want to read shit. That's what's funny. That's why we had an instant. That's why I didn't promote on here. I didn't go all out doing all the extra shit that I usually do. Because to me, it's like it's a fool. You have people that's non-appreciative, and I wasn't about to spend out $5,000 like I usually do before ball even starts. But some ungrateful people. You know what I'm saying? No.
Well, lovely. You said, "Oh Lord, what happened?"
Honey, nothing happened, honey. I mean, you talking about what? The people and it was late. Well, anyway, like she said, it wasn't nobody there.
No,
so okay,
I said whoever
feel late,
like it was
fine.
Late, then it was late. So, yeah, it's the people's fault.
I did.
You only make, you can't force people to come and do shit. It's up
you're
to
right,
them.
You right, baby.
So
you're right,
it's not
baby.
The function,
right.
It was the people.
Then, like
people
like you said,
up.
The people that was in it was late, baby, I would never be late, baby. I was one of the most sitting mothers sitting in your building.
Listen, I'm not about to sit here trying to disrespect you and go back and forth
right.
with you. Because you didn't really
you
understand
either,
what I was saying.
I'm not
you're not understanding
you
what I'm telling you. I was saying the people in the bar was late. I'm not saying everybody in the bar was late, but it was over 200 people in there. That's cool for
but
LA.
I do agree with you when you say some people was late because, honey, some girls
yeah.
did come in there wrong and did walk that category, got on here and called the ball
right.
late. But they
I'm not
going to
go against that. And it's like people want more and when they want better from everybody. But then when it's time to give people
put
better,
in, yeah.
they don't walk.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and then, too, Nico,
you know what I'm saying?
Nico, I wouldn't have mind helping you. I wouldn't have mind. I would have gave you whatever you needed, sweetie. I have no
Nico.
Problem.
Yes.
Nico,
yes.
Nico, this is Michi. I applaud your efforts, and I applaud the fact that you did take the step up to put together an awards ball for the West Coast, because I don't know who else would have done it had you not did it. So I applaud the efforts of that. It was never said that it was late. That was said by somebody else who called in before us.
Right. It's like, what, nobody in there hot? are steaming from, you know, no, it had a cool air conditioning, cool size. Everybody had space. If you brought a table in advance, you had one. Some people matched, they didn't. But I'm not into begging people. And let me tell everybody, while we online in front of everybody, I don't ever do this for money. We always know you can't make money in L.A. throwing a function. That's why we never have them. I went home with $140. And I'm still giving on the 17th. To go home with still nothing. I didn't even break even. So I don't want anybody to think that people talking about, oh, this is for money. No, it really ain't. It's for the kids to have fun. That's why I reopened the awards bar, because I felt bad for them. So we had a discrepancy with people for up the years because parents wasn't turning in. They sat.
Oh,
like,
yeah, parents. I did hear something about that. I hear that y'all had canceled the,
you know,
because what the fuck is his name? Father Garcon had lost the sheets and things.
A few people did not turn their stuff in. So I was talking to a few people about it, and they was like, well, look, don't punish the whole house. You know, think about their kids. And I was like, damn, you know, okay. So I said, I'll try and give it a few more days. Well, more negativity kept on going on. So I said, fuck it. Just the way y'all feel, why to have a fucking awards bar? Because if we see each other, we just gonna start throwing bricks and guns and knives at each other. So why even be bothered? If it ain't fun for me, then I'm not gonna fucking do it.
But then, you know, it's not fair to the ones that were there that came in and turned in their vote. That's the house that they chose to be in. That's their fault that their parent was irresponsible. They chose to be in that irresponsible-ass house. That's not our fault.
So what's going on? So Father didn't lose his nomination sheet? Because that's what I heard.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's why I opened it back up and I said, you know what, let me not be like that with other people. Because, yeah, some people made preparations. So I said, fuck it. Let me go ahead and do it for the ones that's not being, you know, so negative with every damn thing. And let me do it for the kids that need me to do it. And
I love you. I love you, Deco, because you give me one of those positive promoters, that positive, you know. I need motherfucking Mother Divine up here, bitch, because that bitch girl let motherfucking bitches have it, bitch. I want Divine. I love you, Deco, but I need Divine because that bitch tongue is nasty, honey. And I need her to come pick the girls in their motherfucking place, honey, and check these motherfucking hoes.
And I do want to say, I want to thank everybody and appreciate everybody for coming out, supporting the West Coast, you know, for what they have done and everything. And hopefully, you know, we can build up a little bit more peace going on. Maybe we can go back to having $3,000-$4,000 events than just $1,000, you know. But I'm going to go ahead and call Devon right now and see if she can join. She out there having fun right now. But I'm going to call her and thank you, everybody. Kelly, Rodney.
No, it's a pleasure.
I'll still be listening. I'm
about to
hang up and I'll call her back and I'll call back in.
Okay. Yeah, Mother Divine, because that bitch gives it raw, Miss Thing, honey. She don't play no games with those motherfucking girls in motherfucking L.A., bitch. I need Mother Divine up here, honey, bitch. I need her. Marcus, you're live on the air, honey.
Oh, I just want to say congratulations to the West Coast Mother Fee and to Ballerina Scotta for winning performance, and to all the Scottas that won the West Coast Award. And congratulations to the House of Revlon. I think they won House of the Year and found a D1 father out there. So congratulations to them as well.
I forgot I was
on Kim. Oh, but my girlfriend, the governor of what you call it, of the Midwest, said London was at the ball. Marcus.
Ciao. Naomi was at the ball.
Baby, she said Naomi was. She wasn't pointing at Naomi, honey. She was pointing at the front by the judges' panel. Naomi was in the back with her girlfriends.
Ciao.
Well, I want to give congratulations to Tori, X Chanel, Mal, Milan, and also congratulations to Mother Lanaya Ebony.
Okay.
Ebony went to Garcon. Now she's back at Ebony.
Okay. We at the what you call it? London, are you there?
Kelly is crazy.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hold on,
Shondi, because we gotta clarify this right now, honey.
Marcus, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, the legendary mother Naomi Couture. Are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
London, are you on the phone?
Hey, London.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello, Naomi.
Hey,
I love you.
I love you too.
Hi.
I always listen to you every week.
Oh, why, thank you.
I love the fact that you keep it so real. What's your sign?
Thank you. Home?
What's your sign?
What's my sign?
Your sign, yeah, like your zodiac sign.
I'm a Scorpio.
Okay.
Okay, well, we clarified that up for you, Marcus.
Yeah.
London and Naomi is two different people, Marcus.
Yeah, thank you, Marcus.
Okay, Marcus. Clear that up for you. So I guess God's answer was true, Marcus, darling. Hold on. I see the legendary Mother Divide. The legendary Mother Divide.
What's up? Hey, everyone, how are you?
What's going on?
Nothing much. How is everything going out there?
Everything is going fine, honey. Well, the girls came up here, bitch, and you always keep it real, bitch, okay? We got Michi and Mother Revlon Lovely is on the phone. The girl said the motherfucking girl was late, Miss Day. Bitch, you always keep it motherfucking real. So give us the motherfucking tea on what the girls was giving at this fucking function out here.
Okay. Well, personally, a lot of people didn't show up for whatever reasons they don't. It wasn't as big as a ball as normal. But, I mean, hey, if people don't come and show up and support their own cult, that's on them. So, but I think out of the people that were in attendance, you know, they held their ground. They looked well. All the houses were – the people that did come in attendance, they looked well. It really wasn't necessarily empty. It wasn't as full as normal. The people that didn't come, hey, you missed a good time. It was good. I mean, most of the people that were walking, everything was pretty intact. There wasn't a lot of poo-poo. It was, you know, it was a couple of little controversial moments. You know, I love that. It was just a couple of kikis. And it was cool. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, it was about, I'd say, a general 6.5, 7. I mean, it wasn't bad. It just wasn't the greatest experience ever, but it just wasn't bad. It was just cool. It was a mediocre ball. It wasn't horrible at all, not to me. So, let me hear. What were the discrepancies? I missed that.
The first one was the mother versus mother. Tell us about that.
Oh, mother versus mother. Oh, okay, well, there were four people that walked. I believe it was Mother Lovely Escada, Mother Lanaya Ebony now, and it was Lovely Lanaya, Mother, my daughter, Mother Fia Escada, and it was one more person. Who was the other
Gia.
Person?
Gia.
Gia. Sorry. Oh, Gia. Oh, yeah.
Why are y'all doing this to me?
Okay. So first off, all the girls came out.
So you said you didn't feel Gia? Is that what I'm?
No. Don't do that. She's a sweetheart. Don't do that. I don't have any.
I don't mean her as a person. I just meant like as far as category.
Well, no, I didn't. If you're pushing for me to say that I didn't feel Gia is for the category, no, I thought Gia looked marvelous. I thought that, you know, I think she looked. It was great. As for what she was going for, I thought it was great. Now, as far as the category, I felt that she was a chop. It said head to toe. She did not have that headpiece on. Everyone knows what head to toe is, and if you don't, then 9 times out of 10, you probably shouldn't be walking that category. So, I don't know. I mean, I know that what people expect and what people think is, but you have to read. I mean, if you don't go by what the category says, I don't know what to tell you. It's like you're twisting my arm, especially when there's somebody that did come up there and do things as specified. We really can't even bend the rules because it's not fair to them. You know what I mean?
Okay,
so
but at the
judge,
same time, when you say head to toe, that could mean anything from your hair being cut right, the hair being done right, because there's girls that have hit the floor when they say head to toe, and their hair and your perm.
True. But I didn't see one that night. I saw a couple of wigs and a beehive and yeah, that was it. And a little and a updo. So
right, but I feel that they should have specified that clearly.
But
you know, like I said, it's not even a discrepancy about that. I mean, that's fine. But the thing is, the other girls that were pumping, it's no shade. If you know what you're looking for, the girls don't want to top their girlfriend.
So the only person that didn't get chopped was Floyd. So what was the discrepancy on that?
No. This is what came out of his mouth. The girls that did get their 10, how can you come back and then chop them? I mean,
okay, this is the discrepancy with that. This is the discrepancy with that. Iniche was flying back and forth. So when he asked, did you get 10s, we were saying, hold on, we're reading the category. We were trying to read to see what it said to make sure that we were not chopping anybody without, you know, proper reason. So I'm like, hold on, Iniche. So he storms off, loaded, and in a rant as usual, and not paying attention. So, you know what I mean? So when he came back, I was like, baby, no. I said no. I said no. We're reading the category. Hold on. Then I'll be going to, and that's when I questioned. I said, okay, what do you guys necessarily mean by that? I didn't write that ball. I didn't write anything. I didn't have nothing to do with that. So whoever wrote the categories, I was asking, what are you asking for? Because, I mean, I want to make sure that this shit is real specific and clear. It looks pretty clear to me, but, hey. So there, that's what that was. It wasn't about not chopping my girlfriends. Like I said, had Floyd not had on his head.
Wasn't nobody talking about you, girl. Wasn't nobody talking about you.
Uh-huh. I didn't chop either because I'm one of the people that didn't chop. So I was like, but my thing is, no. I feel you on that. But my thing is, only reason I did chop those girls, well, I felt that the chop was necessary because actually the other girls was pulling the horn as well, is when you look at Floyd, because that would not have been fair to him to let y'all come through without a headpiece. It was just
that's why
I stuck to the guns on that. It's only fair. It was a little oopsie doops on everybody's part because they didn't get it clearly or didn't understand it. But I mean, it happens. Now we know.
But
when
Divine,
they say heads to toe,
what I'm saying is that I understand that. That's fine and clear. But I'm saying these other girls. First of all, if you're wearing a gown, your ankles should not be showing.
True set.
And not one of them girls got chopped. So let's keep it real. Because Miss Phoenix got it. She sold her own dress, and I sold mine. And baby, there was not a stitch out of shit out of our shit. No shade. So, honey, these other girls with these hot blue guns, baby, just know I'm going to play like a white woman, too, and just sit on the panel, honey. But I'm going to gag them girls when they come out with some shits falling to pieces again.
Well, what do you mean by that? What happened? What did you see?
Who was falling to pieces?
Girl,
yes.
No shade. You saw Gia motherfucking dress falling to pieces, girl.
Girl, let me
go
to the video.
Girl,
let me go to the video.
Gia Garcon?
Let me go to the video.
Girl, you seen that shit. That dress was falling to pieces.
Oh,
and girl,
no.
Y'all call these girls A-listers? No, baby, that was the Z group.
I didn't say. Who said A-listers? That's just the group that they created on the thing, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, girl, it wasn't no A-listed in, because, baby, it's no shade. That was a piece of extra material that she got at Joanne's that she left on that
corset. Oh, no.
And I love my cousin Lanaya dearly. I love my cousin dearly.
I love her,
baby,
too, but
no
I don't give it to her for missing that earring. Talking about it fell out. I'm like, well, baby, you should have picked it up and put it back on when you came to the panel, but it's no shade. She's gorgeous.
Oh.
She looked right. I love that new hairdo. But, baby, when you walk in head to toe, honey, we wear earrings. They come in pairs. They're just like shoes. Don't come up there with one earring. It's just like coming up there with one shoe. On the
Hello,
main board.
Hello?
I love her. Next. So what else we got to talk about?
I want to know who was that laughing like Uncle Lester from the Autumn's family.
Oh, girl, it was me. Girl, I do that all the time, sweetie.
Oh,
my God.
Girl, next, get another caller. Don't get these girls on here acting all fucking stupid. Girl, grow up.
Plus, if you're on the phone lines and you have anything else, you have anything you would like to say, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time. We are definitely taking calls.
Yes.
Y'all could definitely comment and say what y'all want to say and come up here, you know, and give it, honey. We're open. We open for business. What the fuck?
Yes, we open, but let's come on here and get this shit popping. I mean, I want to know what are anybody feeling any type of way with the controversies. I'm ready to answer questions, honey. Somebody have
yes,
questions.
Yes, I want to know. I'm gagging that you said Mother Gia Garcon's dress was falling apart.
Hey, what?
Gia gives me fab type. She gives me fab type of bitch. Miss Sam gagging.
You get in person and really get into these girls.
Oh, I need to get a picture of this dress.
Maybe
yeah.
Not.
It's too much, honey. It's a lot going on, honey. That's a lot going on with these girls.
Yes.
Falling apart, listen. I was mad that it was the boy was in Ohio on the same day as L.A.
Baby,
I would have been in L.A., honey.
Correct yourself, Kelly. In order to fall apart, it has to be together at one time.
Oh, so was it together all at one time? Wait, no, we got to get G up on the phone because every time I see that lady.
That's my bitch, though. So let me tell you, though, that was a Picasso because, bitch, when that bitch hit it from that far back, far, far away, like far rock away, baby. Oh, not a Picasso, it's a Monet. No, it was a Picasso, too, because it looked like up close, baby. Spot. No, Shay. That bitch was.
So I was cutting you up, Devon. You said, bitch. You said Far Rockaway, bitch. That's all the way on this side of the coast, bitch.
Right. I'm saying when she was in that way, way back, that bitch, as she came in, it was love, bitch. When we got closer and got the tree.
Oh, I'm gonna fuck you. So as she was far away, all the way in here in New York.
Right, because it was just some type of mishap she was having. It was some type of that's what it
so
was.
So she started traveling towards New York, that started falling apart as she was coming
right.
across
was
all over now.
I think she stepped on the dress and might have got caught in her heel or something, but it pulled the skirt down, but it fucked her up. No, it did. It fucked her up. No shade. Fucked her off, baby. Fucked her off. Because she had to get up there. She was pulling and tugging, and I said, oh, okay. But no shade. That was a beautiful night for her. I loved her hair. I loved her makeup.
Oh, yeah, that hair was right. No
but her mechanical,
hair.
It was just a little mechanical mishap of the dress. You know, we all have a night like that somewhere. That was one of hers. But, you know,
unless
goodness, she
somewhere.
Has a lot of times she has a little type of mishap.
So, well, maybe the next time she has, it'll be, it don't, she won't have that the next time.
I got a couple of questions, Kelly.
The noise.
No, Kelly,
what'd you say?
Yeah, I gotta give her credit though. She did look nice though, Kelly. You know
on
that is.
YouTube, what's all the noise? It's extra noise I hear.
Oh, girl, what's
that? I don't know. It was a couple of other girls that had a lot of mishap hitting that runway too.
Right. Oh, Dish, what happened?
Girls walking down for the
baby, Sister Lovely, Miss Nudell's baby, when she almost bent over to your table, I fell out. That bitch
no
fell off. I said, oh, my God, look, she's flopping over there, honey. She's all out of bowl. Noodles, baby, the noodles were spilled across the counter. The thing got to spit. I said, oh, my God, what's going on? Baby,
you know,
I thought they couldn't eat somebody threw sugar on the floor.
But you know, one of the highlight Vogue nights was the Butch Queens and Drag.
Terrence
Queen.
That what's her name? What do you guys call her? I forget. I just know it's
Ooh.
Terrence.
Yeah, she.
Her and Ballerina
Terry.
Baby. She woke that.
Oh,
what do they call
Terry.
Her?
Yes, God.
They call her what? What do they call it, love? I forgot her name. The Terrence Cheer.
Terrence Child. I think it is. Hello,
but it's from your house. What's his name from your house?
Girl, that's what they call her, Terrence, girl.
No, he's got another name that he go by.
Oh, well, baby,
oh, are we still talking
him.
About the boy in L.A.?
Girl, shut up.
Wasn't it late?
Girl, it ain't tea time, so shut the fuck up. But anyway.
No,
Danny. What? I'm
I hate you, girl. You stupid.
Girl, yeah. You want to go into character? I go. You doing your little London broil? I'll do my little ignorant Isha. We can go for it.
Oh my God!
You want some of this? Where you can be hard, right. Red alert.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
Oh, girl, what is all this?
I'm sorry, Father Divine. Father Divine,
oh,
Chanel, you don't.
Girl,
you don't
shut it. Up. Baby. Anyway.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
girl. What do you walk?
And Mary
are you
Poppins,
even capable
I don't give a fuck. Shut
anything?
Up, girl. I don't give a fuck.
Do you
walk
at anything?
Who is that? One of the Queen's diggers? Go clean the
I'm
castle,
sorry.
Girl.
Sorry, I don't really know this I don't see you for realness. I don't see you for performance. I don't see you for runway. I don't see you for best dress. I just don't see you.
What is next? Chip. It's some old ignorant ass bitch, girl. This is a real show
yeah,
for real girls. This is a real boy. Oh, girl,
why
and I can be Father Divine all night, bitch. I don't care. Say it to my day.
Why do you keg your makeup up like that? Why do you wear
no,
such peg?
I know, girl. I know. It's real hard, huh?
Are you wearing
so
the LA
me,
brand
girl,
makeup?
Lovely. Yes.
Is
yes.
that LA? LA makeup?
Hello?
I don't believe
girl.
You wear Mac.
Oh, girl, please. Whatever I wear, you shouldn't even be worried about it. I really don't wear makeup, to be honest. I'm wash face. Thanks.
Yeah, but next time you come on my show, you should keep your mouth shut, okay?
Girl,
Well,
next time I'm on your show, I want to be there in person, baby, so they can hear me beating your ass right through the phone. Anyway.
See, we have to talk about fighting. That's why the mothers are so hard and stocky now, because they fight.
I know.
Yes, they do.
I know. They
fight to fight.
I know.
That's why they're so big and bowed and bougie, like a man.
Don't slap, girl, so don't act like that. You see the Beverly Hills Housewives and all, even the richest of bitches get down, so don't come at me with that, baby.
Well,
girl,
you
know,
I don't say it,
you.
I would
stab you.
Shit. I'm a little man, so it don't matter. It's good, whatever.
I would stab you, bitch.
Okay, girl, fish fight more than anybody. Girl, grow up. Get up out of here.
Girl,
go.
You have to stab me, girl.
Honey. Yes, girl.
You have to stab me, shoot me something.
Hey, I have a question for you guys. It's Rodney.
Yes, please.
Leslie or either Michi? Question.
Oh, you don't
want
to ask me?
No, I mean, I'm going to get you, please, because Chanel hosted the function, so I can't really like, ask you the question. I have to ask them.
Only thing happening in LA is basketball, wives. Can you go on to the next subject, please?
Did any one of you guys feel that one of your kids, or as far as like the nominations, didn't win that should have won? And what category was it for the other year?
Oh, yes, I feel bad. I'm going to answer that. I feel Bush Queen and Drag Face should not have been won by this particular girl, because I think that another girl has really been out there doing her thing this particular year. I do feel that the girl she won last year, that was cute because that's when she was doing her thing, but this particular year she wasn't even present a lot. In the times that she was present, she was on the cutting board, you know, as in chop.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
And I stopped her one time, too, yeah, because that was the time she was going to get her face slapped.
And I've seen her chop a total of probably 3 times. You chopped her, they chopped her at the opening ball, and then she was chopped at another ball. And, you know, I was just, you know, I was really flabbergasted by that.
And she won out of the year?
Yes,
she
won
out of the year. And what was her name?
Lanaya Ebony, Mother Ebony, should have won of the year faith, and it's no shade because, bitch, she has tormented that girl this whole year, and they gave it to Cartier, whatever her name is, Looney Face.
Her name is Chanel Cartier.
Chanel
Cartier
Looney Face, no shade.
Okay.
Well, I'm not gonna read her. I'm just gonna go off of fact. Now, factual.
Right.
I'm not because we can read all day, though, baby. There's plenty in that jar, but I'm gonna leave that alone. I'm gonna just go off fact. I'm gonna be a real bitch and just give you the real fact. The real fact is, it's not necessarily safe, in my opinion. And in fact, because I've never seen one like it. And then in two, to me, I don't really particularly care for the way that she spells it, because it's not in a traditional manner. You know what I mean? It's some type of something that she feels is okay. It might work in the mirror at home when you're all up on yourself. But I don't know about out here where other people can see what's going on, because I don't necessarily agree with it. It's very bizarre, the holding open of the mouth. You know, this is about structure, teeth, skin. You know what I mean? So, but if that's the case, why are you holding your mouth open so all we see is your tongue in the back of your throat? I'm so gagged, and we don't even see your teeth because you're not necessarily smiling at the moment that you're doing that. It's just like this old thing going, I don't know, girl. It's just very bizarre. You know what I mean?
I guess she feels like she opened her mouth all the way. You can see the top and bottom of the teeth when she gets it close her mouth, as opposed to some things you said.
The lips are still over the teeth. It's just the mouth open. See what I'm getting at?
Okay.
Right.
Gotcha.
Like somebody throw me a fish and I'll plastic you. But anyway.
But
all jokes aside, she's a cool girl, though. No shade. She's a cool girl. She's and all that good shit. But it's, as far as the tradition, no, it's really different. And so, you know, and then you have her competing against that. When she was out there, she was the only person doing it. Then, okay, that's fine. Because for what she did, it was substantial for the moment. But then you got a girl like Malia who is constantly reinventing herself, coming with new looks. She's then stood out there and battled with Milan, with Nadia, against Sasha. You know, I mean, she's had some hot nights this particular year. And, I mean, she's been really doing her thing. She's really showed development in what she's been doing, as opposed to Chanel. The couple times she did come out, it was a very stagnant, you know, the progression was not there. For somebody that's been walking face for 5 years plus, I really expect more at this particular time. Like, what you were doing then, it's not amazing me anymore. It was okay then, but it's like, you know, as things progress, things are different. Just like Vogue is different, runway has gotten different, these things become more challenging. So what you were doing then is not okay for now. So I guess that's what the true fact is.
Right, she's taking her own trend.
I've seen girls that can paint themselves into a dream. You know what I'm saying? Some hideous girls. I won't mention no names, but they can paint themselves into a dream, even paint themselves a full structure. But this girl just looks bland. And it's like...
So how did she manage to get that many votes
It wasn't a voting thing. The year goes out here. This particular year, we did the voting thing for the past 6-7 years. And last year, they decided that they were tired of the voting thing because they felt like all the homegirls could get near and make their friends who they need to be. So they want to go by how many wins you have this year. So in order to go by how many wins you have, the Alliance kept one record, and then at the end of the year, your house would have to turn in their record, meaning you, every ball you know you won, you have to write down and keep record of that, and at the end of the year, you turn it in for it to be verified and counted. So if your house does not turn in that particular vote for you, then that means your vote don't get counted, but whoever did turn theirs in, they're going to go off what they have. And so in that particular thing, I believe that Lanaya was Grisan at that time, and I think the Grisans didn't particularly make the deadline or something to that extent, or maybe even, you know, get her things in, and that's what happened, and then she didn't get it.
And that's when it's updated to Ebony now?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So, Michi, you guys wasn't aware that she was coming up via Ebony and didn't turn her forms, I mean, her wins?
Well, actually, we had a separate meeting scheduled out here for the Bay Area, and so there was some discrepancy with that. We never had a meeting as far as out here, so in L.A. But other than that, when the votes were counted or when everything was done, Lanai was not an Ebony as of yet. But she just came out as an Ebony.
So was that the major, like, one of the major, I'm going to say flaws, like one of the major excitement, disappointments, categories that people felt that they worked hard for and didn't get? That was maybe one of the biggest disappointments as far as the win-wise at the ball itself?
As far as from from what I did see, that was the only discrepancy that I had as far as was the drag face, because she won last year, and I didn't understand that either. And I did turn in Lanaya's vote, and Lanaya did still want more balls than her. But,
But was all three of you guys were at the ball, so was some of my, like, Duke and Nadia and...
Hold on, y'all. We got a couple of more callers. Hold on. And Ms. London just hit me up and said she has breaking news also, so hold on. 323-836, you're live on the air.
How you doing, Kelly, Rodney, whoever else? This is Arnold Allure.
Oh, Arnold.
Hi, Arnold.
What's going on? I wasn't going to call in for this, but I've been sitting back listening to them talking about what's going on. First of all the people that got of the year were people that won the most balls. That's the way we go through it. That's the way it was done. Lanaya, her stats were turned in. Her house turned them in. She only won two balls, according to her house. That's why she didn't win of the year. So she needs to go back and talk to Ivani, Gia, or whoever else in the Garcon that didn't turn in her stats. She wasn't an Ebony. She was a Garcon. She didn't win the most balls. The other girl won more balls than she did, whether she got chopped at six balls or whether she didn't. Everything that was done as far as the awards were fair. If they didn't like it, sorry. Your people should have walked more balls, and they should have won more balls. As far as the mother versus mother, which has been a discrepancy, as far as the mother versus mother, the category was written and it had to be head to toe. They started to walk. Sometimes when people say head to toe, sometimes they just mean that they need to be totally done. So we called for Nico to come and see how he wrote the fire. So when these people were thinking they were getting their 10s, they weren't getting 10s. We were calling Nico to see how he wrote the flyer. Did he want it to be just head to toe, that meaning they're done, or did they need to have a headpiece? He came up there and told me they need to have a headpiece. I, in turn,
okay,
shot
and then
the
she
other
been
people.
Specified in that motherfucking flyer.
You should have called him, lovely. You should have called him and asked him what he wanted. That's all.
Thank you. Just like you said,
we interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
And like you said, it should have been specified. Thank you for
hearing
that.
Hello?
Yes, Lambda.
Divine, were you recently casted for the new show for the Raiders, NFL?
Oh, girl, anyway, don't ask me no questions. I only want to ask you this. You think they were in the middle of
Rodney,
something, girl.
The only thing I really want to do the best on the West Coast as far as where these balls are run, and we try to run them good. Any kind of these negative things coming from the West, we don't necessarily need that. From Divine, from Lovely, from Michi, from Tasia, from anybody up there, it wasn't necessary. Nico did the best ball that he could do.
Yes,
And again, the one thing that Nico said.
I stood at that motherfucking table all night reading, so this is nothing new, Arnold. Come on now, for real.
I'm not saying it's anything new, but to come on this platform here and talk about what's going on in the West is not necessary when we haven't even discussed
it. Please, baby, ask me from that.
I want to say my opinion. I was saying that with Lanai because from what I heard, she was winning shit in the Bay that counted, and I was thinking about the balls that counted out here as well. So if you add those up, in my head, I just thought that. That's why I was like, well, maybe there was a discrepancy with all that. I'm not, necessarily complaining. If it was fair, it was fair. I don't know. I thought they didn't turn in her vote.
Y'all all stay right there. We got another LA caller on the phone line.
That's what I don't. It needs to be one and I walk more time. They had put two wins on there for Lanaya.
Hold on. 323-707. You're live with me.
Okay. Nico.
All right, y'all have a good night, Kelly, Rodney, and that girl, I don't know her, who she is. Y'all have a good time. All right.
You too,
Rodney. All right, that's what I didn't understand. Okay, 323-707, you're live on there.
Hello, this is Nico.
Yeah.
Nico, hold on, Nico, we got another caller. 415-410, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
This is Lanaya, Ebony.
That's Lanaya.
And I just want to come out and say, I've won every single bar that I've walked for the last two bars, except for when I bought a lot of Stasia, what's it called? Stasia. For the 3,000 last battle.
Oh, wait, hold on. This is Mother Ebony that was that had the.
Let me. Y'all talking about
this? This the one that had the little cute ball with the black dress on?
Yes.
Oh, Miss Day, your voice does. You are sitting in Miss Day with that voice, Miss Day. It's no shade to you.
I'm
not bringing that voice.
I live
in my life as a
bitch queen every day. I don't do drag for balls.
You look so sick of those pictures, bitch. I'm gagging.
Wow.
Lanaya.
Yes.
Lanaya.
Where are you hearing it?
This is Nico. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, Nico.
All right. As far as your wins, you was from the House of Garcon, and the House of Garcon turned in your stats, and you only had two wins on there.
Okay, but how many balls counted for the year?
I don't have a sheet in front of me because I'm eating dinner at Fridays right now. With the new
three,
story,
I'm not saying there haven't been that many balls.
But,
to be of the year, and the ones that counted, I won.
No, there was over 13, 14 functions that counted. And I have to live. And your house father, hold on a minute. I went and met your house father personally and received the fact sheets from him. And you only have two wins on there. So that's your fault.
So for the last year, I had 13 balls.
From last year, preseason, you had two functions, which is out in Oakland. Then you had the awards ball. And then you also had two openers balls. For this year. And along with all the other ones.
I
had
this one last year. But I made it this year, but I didn't walk.
I'm
saying that she should have been chopped from every ball. So she's getting chopped out. She's getting these points for the year.
No, listen, Lanaya.
Hold on a minute. It was six events from Oakland that counted. She only got chopped one time out here. Mind you, Kelly was on the panel at the 2 years ago in the Legends Ball. Rodney, you was on the panel as well. The person named Chanel Cartier walked out, and y'all thought she was a legend from way back in the day from New York, and y'all went up for this person. So if people feel like she ain't got faith, I'm saying they all felt her at that moment and gave her goddamn tens, but then she battled you, Lanaya, and she lost to you. You understand? So they might do she have fish or not. It's just what do people like her or not, or because she not in a strong house with a mother to get out there and box for her, then people can try to attack her like this. But she got fish. She been walking for over 5 feet.
Why all that?
No, I'm just saying.
I don't want y'all to downtalk her, though.
She was in our house as well. She just didn't know how to sell it.
I didn't downtalk her. What I said is, honey, shit has evolved. She ain't up to date.
Y'all know how I am. I don't like nobody to be. She not even into our. She not able to be on here to fight for her. And I'm just like this. If there's anybody disrespecting anybody else, I would speak up for them. I don't care what house you in. I would just say how I feel.
Right, so therefore, y'all don't feel that when I topped her, she came right to that panel. I would have been wrong.
Oh, no. You should have topped her. If you don't like somebody for whatever they walk in, you should have chopped her.
No, baby. That's not what I'm saying. You said that you're going to come to the fence. Okay, well, when she came to that panel talking about
hold on a minute. At that function, when you chopped her, I pulled her away and told her leave. And don't do that.
Oh. Well, I missed that part because I didn't know.
I promise to
God.
Okay,
but look, we're getting into this. Lanaya.
I also pulled Elkram back and said, don't do that type of shit. That's the wrong fucking thing to do. And I told him, you might as well leave right now. And as soon as that brawl started, if you could look on them people's DVD, because it's on YouTube, you'll see me pushing them out the door like, don't do that. But I'm just like,
okay, but what I'm saying to Lanai is, it's not the system, it's not why you didn't win. All your wins were not turned in. Are you comprehending that?
They only turned in two. They turned in two wins for you.
Wait. So though you can't get mad at that because whoever turned in Chanel's obviously turned in more than two. So had all your wins been turned in,
basically, Lanai, what they're telling you is
You can't get mad at the people that did the votes. You got to get mad at the garçons because they don't want to.
I was never mad at the people who turned in the votes.
Right,
I'm saying that
right,
Brandon Ray, like I said,
that
speaks for itself. Y'all see everybody.
And Lanaya.
It's very obvious he puts up there more and wins more. So for somebody
Lanaya.
To say, oh, Lanaya only has. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Lanaya has only won two balls. It does not make any sense.
That's what they put on there.
But every year I keep the record.
And I keep the record so if situations like this happen, you can verify. And I would, the next time you come down to LA, if you're not out here now, you can meet me. I'll show it to you what the garçons are there for you.
I'm not saying you're lying. I was just telling
you
the
situation.
No, I just
want you to know. No.
And I'm not trying to talk about the girl. Nothing personally, I don't care for her attitude. But her over me. I'm just saying, of the year, I think that it's representing the West Coast, period. And so for someone to say, out of the 4 to 5 years I've been working, my personal mother, Michelle, has been winning it before me, and then after that, it's going to Chanel Cartier, and I've been walking, and I still haven't won, but yet I win so many balls.
Well, baby,
hey, I don't know
what
to tell you.
You got to turn in your stats. That's what the
people
voted on. I'm not
going to turn it out any
that way,
Lanaya, is how it's supposed to be.
Wait, hello?
That ain't how it's supposed
to be. That's
lovely,
what
they voted
on, girl. You know what? Just like Lovey said, the rest didn't have to suffer, or whoever had to suffer because they house parents, that means you're in the wrong house or whatever. I agree with that. There's something wrong with the government, but...
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
News report, breaking news report from the legendary mother herself, honey. On Friday at the ball in Virginia, D'Anthony was also knocked out and punched in his face by Diamond Revlon. And it's a vote of honor,
have to say. Oh, that's not good. Don't laugh at that.
Oh, my God.
That ain't funny.
Is there more?
Oh, my God.
Lily, you have it. I got to put it out there, honey.
Hello, is there more people on the show than there was at the ball?
There was a nice crowd at the ball, Miss London.
There's probably
you're
more people in you than there was at the ball.
I'm sorry?
Miss London, the girl that there was.
Was
girl,
that the
tired.
Quarterback? Was that the quarterback that had something to say?
Yes, it is.
Oh, was that you? Wrestling with little boys.
Oh,
while
girl.
You
anyway,
well?
Next, we were be on a good roll. It seems like every time this British bitch or whatever this thing is, the whole momentum of the conversation just goes. And we were on a good roll until you brought your own fucking.
No, it wasn't. It was actually
this
boring.
Girl, some crumpets.
The whole
get out of here.
Was boring.
Oh my God! Oh no!
You're boring.
Oh no!
Can we go on another subject, please?
Oh, yes, please. Let's talk about dumb bitches that use British motherfucking accents on shows instead of
no,
talking in their real voice.
No, baby, this is actually my real voice. I don't use an accent.
Oh, girl. Okay, you know what? Let's talk about putting you on mute.
Oh, funny.
How about that?
Oh, bloody, but, you cast me for the show?
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, y'all should be cool.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, as far as walking, everybody needs to be consistent and competitive.
And the garçons should have never tried you like that and not send in all your votes.
Ooh.
That was cool.
You know, I'm just getting home.
Yeah.
Y'all want me to... Let me see if that shit close.
Well, everybody, I'm not going to say tonight because I'm about to get up out of here. Oh, wait, hold on. Marcus got something to say. Let's see what Marcus got to say. Marcus?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have a question. So I'm just interested how they do these, how all the other cities do their awards. So if the houses turn into wins, how do the 007s wins get accounted for?
They can, there are some people allowed to call it, to call in, text in, or do it via email. But all the other houses have to turn it in on a piece of paper. But the 007, you can call in.
All the 007s, I offered to meet them, or they could fax it to me, and I said I will fight for them. But not one did that, though. Even if you was a house, even if you was in a house, but you don't have parents on the West Coast, you was able to bring it to me, and I will fight for you. No one did that.
Have y'all, like, this is my question. Have you guys considered, like, maybe making it a responsibility of the promoter who's having the ball that's counting for the turn in the list of the wins? Because, I mean, I've said, I've heard
rule
of, like.
That's the new rule that we have now. So what we're going to do, that's exactly what we're doing now. And, no. So every year now, don't nobody have to do stat sheets no more. It's going to be posted on Ballroom Buzz after every function, so we don't have this problem no more. Because it's like, you know, a lot of house parents became house parents, but they really shouldn't be house parents because they're either selfish or they don't give a fuck enough to get out there and fight for their kids.
I feel you.
So it really be like a fucked up situation for people because they don't get up the year because they shit never turned in.
Right.
And it's not my responsibility to be nobody's bookkeeper. So I can only go off of what I see before me. Mind you, I'm not even the one who holds the awards part. I just make sure it gets formed and put together. But from now on, don't nobody on the West Coast have to do their win. It'll be done for them. Every function, if you want it to count, you have to allow somebody from the Alliance to come in and record the win. Turn it in and have the Alliance meeting. And we put it up the next day, won't be no more problems now.
Okay. I want to thank all of y'all for calling in. It's past my bedtime. I got to get up in the morning.
Thank you. All right.
Thank y'all all for definitely calling in. I love y'all, honey.
Love you too.
Okay, Miss London, can you please say goodnight to the girls?
Tonight.
Okay. I want to tell all of you, thank you for definitely being here. We will definitely be here tomorrow night on a classic What the Fuck Tuesday. And we also have Red Legend will be on the air tomorrow talking about his boil-ups coming up this weekend in New York City. Like I tell you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex because the life you save will definitely be your own. And Beyonce is going to take us away again with love on top.